Blog Talk Radio. exposed.
Oh.
Come on, baby, mama's leave. got that work.
Do you wanna see? 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 Yes,
The legendary Kai Balenciaga presents Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battling. Who will bring 2013 in with the victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? With the hottest categories and the hottest competition. Grand Prize, Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entrance for $1,000. Grand Prize, Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all team, high fashion versus urban streetwear, the dynamic duo, and Mini Grand 2, School Word Realness, the Presidential Award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Film Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style it. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, cause Take No Prisoners is gonna be fierce. Not shady, but fierce.
Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about Vogue. This season is for the...
And where is the body?
Tell it to me.
Move over, mother.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs support my head. Mother Bridge is in the building. Let's go. Where's the body?
Yeah, hello. It's been, you know, such a while, you know, but I'm him. And, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, the queens who's laundering money. I think they have 31 counts of, you know, 31 counts of shit. And they stole from my favorite store, which I go to get my my garments for my transvestite balls I attend. But, and we're going to talk about the fight that was on video. I don't give a fuck if it was talked about last night. I want to talk about it tonight, too. So, we're going to bring the co-host on, who I miss dearly.
A kinky is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get you to your ennui.
Let's have a kinky.
I want to have a kinky.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a kinky.
Hey, what's going on, Mother?
Hello, Jason.
Hello,
Tiff. How are you?
Hey, Tiffany.
That was me.
Hey, Mark, come on.
I'm a transvestite. What'd you expect?
You're a transvestite from Transylvania.
Right, we don't have jobs, we don't work, we just don't do anything but steal. Wow. J-Rock, are you there?
Am I muted?
Oh, no, you're there.
Okay.
So I'm
hello,
like, J-Rock.
Where's Tiffany?
Hey, little bridge.
Hey.
Is Tiffany there? Naima?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Naima,
can you be getting ready?
Oh, ciao.
Hello.
I'm not going away, honey. I done made myself some big spaghetti. Huh?
I heard the show last night. You really, you know, destroyed the child's career.
I destroyed the child's career, honey. It wasn't me that destroyed the child's career. She destroyed her own career.
You assist it.
Well.
Honey,
always glad to help the community out.
he
do a service for the community, honey. I did my community service.
That ain't never been the bottom.
Okay.
We're going to get to that community service in a few. 678-732. Damn, you're not there. Who was that?
Tiffany.
So do you guys want to talk about, you know, the fight first, or, you know, Jay's little song he did about Milan, you know, happy that Milan has a home?
Was that about him?
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be under all the cluttering. I couldn't really hear, you know, where the
vocals.
So
you're saying, so Linda, you're saying that it has been confirmed that Milan is put out the house?
And Tempress, his fellow,
and
Durag wearer, yeah.
I guess it cost too much.
Why did they put Tempress out?
I guess it cost too much.
She goes as she please. She comes and she goes as she please.
Sophia.
So let's see the next house she's coming to and going from.
Poor child.
So does that mean her job with the house will be that job with the nonprofit is open? Because I know some girls that need a job.
Tiffany, are you there?
What's going on, honey?
Hello, Tiffany. You sound like you're under the cover.
Is that Tiffany or Mark? Or is that Mark acting like Tiffany again?
Damn, honey.
Like Tiffany.
Somebody
call acting like me?
Yes,
Mark.
That is not
Yeah, he got you down pat.
Oh, work. How you say it? Work.
No, sis, you want to be shady, you say, oh, work.
Work. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
work.
Speaking of work.
Right, yeah. I'm making a new group, and I'm going to make Bishop the administrator. No one knows.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, don't add me to that group.
Please don't add me either, honey.
What group? What did she say?
She's making a group, and she's giving Bishop the administrative duties.
Incoming transmission.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
347-569, you're live on the air.
Hi, how you doing, everybody? This is Brian, Mother Versace. How you doing? I missed the show last night. I don't know what was going on. My girlfriend, she called me today in an uproar, telling me what was going on about the
fight.
Hello?
I'm so sorry for cutting you off, Mother. But do you have, like, a girl name I can call you?
My girl name?
Yeah.
Oh, you want my girl name. My girl name is China.
Why'd your girlfriend call you in an uproar about last night? No, she was telling me about what was going on. I was out shopping today, and I was like,
oh, what happened? And she, you know, she lives in Atlanta, is my best friend. She was telling me what was going on about the fights and about the femme queens and about the
So you're calling for a recap from last night's show. So you're calling for a recap.
Like, what was really going on?
Okay, whoop, whoop.
Right.
I want to make a comment about it because I mean, my comment was very much, I don't see the, anything wrong. I mean, because sex is, I want to make a comment about the femme queens having sex or topping the butch queens or their lovers.
Oh my
or whatever,
God, does that really happen?
Yes, that part I want to make a comment on. You don't see
nothing wrong with a little bump and grime.
Well, he didn't say anything yet, London. Let him explain himself.
My comment was, I mean, because of a person like me, I mean, I have been with several, I'm not going to call their name, several legendary transsexuals that I have topped before, and then they know that I have gotten in drag or got up in or whatever, all that. But my thing is, I feel like in the community, I mean, sex is sex, whoever you want to have it with. I mean, my thing is, I feel that if you and I know from iconic, legendary girls within the ballroom scene that are tops, and they top their Butch Queen mate. I mean, my thing is, I feel like where it kind of went wrong from what I'm allegedly hearing, that basically the total, you know, putting it out there or telling the business or telling who they were fucking or whatever, this is and that or whatever, I feel like that part was kind of like, you know, out of line or whatever. But a person, transgender, whatever, can have sex with whoever they want to have sex with. That's their business. But I feel like if they're going to be ladies or they're going to be whatever, you shouldn't put it out there or put your business out there and just be, make, just don't disrespect yourself. You feel what I'm saying?
So you're saying, that Naima basically was wrong for
No, I didn't know who it was. I just got.
I know who it was. It was Naima.
Okay, but caller, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Isn't that like that's being hypocritical when I'm a Butch Queen and I'm a proud Butch Queen? Isn't that hypocritical when the Butch Queens do it? So, I mean, I was always told that a gentleman doesn't kiss and tell, but clearly...
Well, I mean, the thing is, at the end of the day, we're all anatomy, or at the end of the day, we all still have a dick, regardless.
Well, I'm a woman.
At the end of the day, if you have titties, implants, no job, and you look drop-dead gorgeous as a woman, but my thing is, you have female figures that look and give you woman all day, but they are top. There's nothing wrong with that. I feel there's nothing wrong with that. I feel the wrong is when you go out and explore your business or you try to read the Butch Queen that you're, I mean, or that you're just putting your business out there, period. That's, I think
okay.
That's
but,
not ladylike.
And I hear you and I respect what you're saying, but aren't we as Butch Queens and as the transgender women community, aren't we putting our business out there when we put up Backpage ads and all those other at websites where we prostitute and escort? Aren't we putting our business out there then?
I mean, that's to each your own. I mean, that's something that you would have to live.
To
I mean, that's something you have to live with. Just as in, such as when Butch Queens go out here and or them queens go out here and do the porn. Those are life decisions that you have to live with and that you take. And
it's a difference between your profession. It's a difference between your profession and your personal. When you put up your back page, that's your profession, honey. That's what you do.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, exactly. When you're getting on
and that can also be your personal.
But a lot of right. And I mean the lines. Okay, it's not black and white or gray. It's all of those. It's all of the above. So you, because sometimes your professional goes over into your personal. Because I, no shade, have had Butch Queen escorts hit me up on Adam for Adam, on Jack or Grindr, and I ain't ashamed to say that I'm a part of those sites. I'm a Butch Queen A, and I've had those same Butch Queens hit me up on Facebook trying to be my friend. When and I don't escort, and I'm not knocking anybody that does escort, but I don't escort. But if you hit me up and I know that you're an escort, then baby, you're hitting me up because you're doing it for free. Because I don't shake my hurt. So if you hit me up on Jack or Adam or Grindr and I pay you, and then you hit me up on Facebook doing the same thing, and I still pay you, meaning I'm paying you no mind because I'm not paying you at all. Then you must be doing it for free. But don't come to me thinking that I'm going to shake my purse because I'm not. And so, I mean, this could be, we could go back and forth with this all day. But I hear what you're saying. And I think the rest of the cast hears what you're saying. But the problem with last night that I will say, because I listened to the archives from yesterday's night show, the problem with it was that some major lines were crossed that should not have been crossed. You could, what was done, it was supposed to be about a fight, and that's all it was supposed to be about a fight. All that other messy Marvin stuff was unnecessary.
Wow.
Right, and it wasn't just Naima, it was Monique as well, so, it wasn't really a big deal like that,
but you know what, though? They made it a big deal, but the thing about it was it's not a big deal. This is freaking the tea party where tea gets spilled. My thing is, but there's really no tea, it's no tea if everybody knows your business anyway. As a matter of fact, if you ask me, Naima and Monique saved a lot of people. Y'all not getting it. I need y'all to catch this. One thing I cannot stand is a butch queen that tries to turn anybody. I don't care if you're a femme queen or another butch queen. I hate a bitch that tries to turn someone. So, in essence, he got fucking maced, beat, and turned. That's fine. His business was already out there. It wasn't nothing that didn't nobody know. It was just something that the rest of us needed to know. Just like the one that stole all Ginger stuff. Everybody that's turning people and stuff like that, thank you for letting me know that he will turn you. Somebody may not have known that. They may have hit him up. He might be hitting up the next butch queen or hitting up the next transgender. But guess what? Now he got turned. So I don't think it was no business that nobody else should have known anyway. Actually, they did me a favor.
Yeah, let's just keep it 100% real. I mean, honestly, between the butch queens and the femme queens, and I don't give a fuck how none of y'all feel, half of y'all out there tricking for pocket change anyway. You ain't even got enough to pay a bill. So if you tricking for $50 or $25, you're not a real escort, sweetie. You're a service. That's a service. You're not a support.
Now,
I'm trying to get that next Big Mac.
Well, I would just like to give a shout out to Femme Queen with 15 inches. I just want to say hello to you, girl. I see you in there, girl.
Girl, can we do shout outs at the end of the night? But, Carla, what's your name? I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Oh,
China. Oh, China. That's right. He did say. I don't know if this say she or he. I'm sorry.
Last night you definitely called Monique a he. I just wanted to point that out. Last night you called Monique a he. You was in your
do apologize, Monique, because if that was brought to my attention, so I would, and I am man enough to apologize when I am wrong. But in the heat of a moment when I was correcting someone because they were saying all I heard was my name, and I heard my name with ill reads and talking about children, and that's something I don't play. I do apologize if they're saying that I said he. I could have swore I said she, but if I did say he, I do apologize because I would never want to offend my sister.
Right.
Incoming transmission.
Hello, I'm Film Queen with 15.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Novocaine. And,
sorry, calling
your life to air. Yeah, this is Mary Angela.
Oh,
Lord, girl, you back from the grave.
Naima, what were you saying, Naima?
I was giving a shout out to Novocaine and Sharon Stone for saying hello to me and to everybody.
Well, yeah, I'm a keep it cute because I wouldn't want Naima to put me out there. But you know.
Oh, Naima, you did something.
How's everybody doing?
Hey,
Marla. So if you really get put out the House of Blimey.
Right.
Well, then you know the witch is dead. Yeah, what's going on, London?
Hello, Maya. You sound older and older as we speak.
Yeah, now, how is it over in your country?
Oh, it's going lovely. You know, they're killing gays in Africa. Watch out.
Uganda.
Oh, I've read that.
Yes,
yeah. Well, maybe they'll send, being that she left the House of Blinding, she'll go over there and get on the border, you know, trying to get their right for the way. Yeah, they'll be shooting videos in the jungle. She won't be filming over there.
She's going to take the dark cloth to Uganda.
She will
get
it. But not
even. Incoming transmission.
Yes.
No, but Maya, don't you have bingo night tonight or something? We're talking about topics.
No,
we
I would
have
been.
678-732 live on the air.
Hi, how is everyone doing tonight?
Hey.
Lovely.
Hi, my name is Bear, and I was calling to ask you guys what is some advice that you would give to the younger generation of the LGBT community?
For what, like ballroom or like real life?
Both.
Well, I would
You know, have your own mind and listen to Wednesday night's State of Emergency shows.
Mother, you can't say
that. This is the, yes, you can. This is the tea party. Okay.
Yeah, you can't. You can't listen to these.
Incoming transmission.
Y'all fierce.
Thank you so much, Bear.
His name was Bear.
202 Bear. I don't know.
I'm 202-670,
you're live on the air.
Yes, I wanted to call in last night, but the lines were full. I wanted to ask the cast a question. Since, you know, the ban list and everything is going on, it seems like
there is no ban list.
There is
no ban list.
Like, so
I don't understand what he was saying, though, so we can understand.
It seemed like last night, like, no one had anything negative to say about the whole fight, and everyone was all excited about it and making all these positive comments. And it just seems like all the work that people went into trying to promote, you know, bring peace and stuff into the ballroom scene just got thrown aside after one weekend in a fight. Like, you know, Kelly was posting videos, people comments and stuff like that, and I was just really shocked that no one had anything negative to say. None of the leaders came on to make any positive comments, and, you know, I was just really shocked about the whole thing. And I didn't know that there was no longer a ban list, because my next question was going to be if that person was going to be put on the ban list, and if y'all thought that, you know, they deserved to be put on the ban list. That was my question.
Yeah.
I was going to ask the guys.
I think it's because the mascot of the ban list, you know, the one who tried to create it, he no longer has a backing. So he's like in the dirt right now.
I don't think the ban list of the ballroom scene should depend on one person. That's something the ballroom scene needs. I mean, we really do need that in the ballroom scene.
Okay. Are you in a house?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Wait a minute, Tiffany. What you need to do is you need to have a discussion with your house leaders. The reason that there is no ban list is because there are four people that were a part of that committee that could not vote. So that's why there is no ban list. So if the ban list is something that you really need, think that should be in existence, you, the other members of your house, and any callers that are listening, what you all need to do is start a petition. Get a petition going and give it to the leaders of your house and say that this is something that we want. You have a voice. And
right.
Just like every other caller out there, every other listener out there has a voice. So you have a voice, and you have a genuine concern. And your concern is because of what happened, what you saw, and what you see is not going on, you feel as though that ban list was something that was going in the right direction, and it shouldn't have just been stopped. So that's what you, so caller, that's what you need to do, is get with the leaders of your house, or get with other people that feel like you do. Get a petition going, give it to the leaders of your house, those same people give those same petitions to the leaders of their house, and you make the ban list, you make the ban list. If they don't want to make the ban list, change comes with one person. And you calling in right now and saying what you said, that's one more person that felt some way. So change starts with you. If you feel like a ban list is something that should happen, then caller, what are you going to do to initiate that the ban list starts?
Yeah, okay. And also, you got to remember, too, we got grown folks initiating rules for other grown folks. Don't you think that's a little bit premature for a bunch of grown people to have to put something together to control? your own to be a person for 5 or 6 hours at a function, that's something that just really is, you know, it's really dysfunctional. It's not, I don't even think it's the leaders of the ban list. I don't even think they should have had to go through any of that. They should have just simply been able to tell people, if you fight, then you're getting put out. If you fight, we're calling the police, period. The ban list, honestly, I was totally for it, but at the same time, you got to think about it. We're all grown adults. We should be able to conduct ourselves in a place of residence or business anyway.
Well, I want to say something incoming transmission. About with that whole ban list thing. My thing is, okay, if these icons and these legends...
I'm going to make it snappy.
Okay. If these icons and these legends can get together and vote on who's going to be come out of the year when these awards and all this stuff come together, then what the fuck is they doggone problem that they can't vote on keeping this ban list in effect and who's going to be on it?
646-404.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this is Monique.
Hey, Monique.
Hello, Monique.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Monique.
Hi. Well, yeah, you did call me a he, but you know me, I'm old school. I wasn't going to slit my throat or nothing about that. I mean, you slipped up and said it, you know. I mean, me, I'm going to keep it real. That don't hurt me because I know what I got between my legs. You know, I'm not one of these young, crazy, psychotic girls who really think they really females when they got big horse balls and cock down to their knees, you know. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I know what I was born as. Regardless if I live my life as a woman, I know what I was born as. So
okay.
The young girls that go crazy when they slit their throat and you make when a guy call them a he, I'm not like that. It didn't hurt me. I gagged when you said it. I don't know if y'all heard it. I said, ooh, when you said it. But, you know, I guess we was having the debate over that butch queen that called in and said that he wanted 12 inches of dick, and then he gonna say that me Naima ain't woman like, but meanwhile he said he want cock, and then I had to go to his page, and mind you, that's the same fag I read a couple of months ago in one of the trannies' rooms, and I had to put him in his place because he was defending the tranny chases and trying to read the trannies in the tranny room, and to find out he's a stripper and he do back page, he escorts and sell his ass. So he got a back page ad and all that, and he used to be a stripper.
So Monique,
yes.
So what made you so furious with him? I know I got to that he tried to steal Naima's peanut butter and jelly or something like that.
Oh, okay, well, you're talking about the other guy. You're talking about the one that had the fight.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the story. I met him from one of them. Well, I met him off of BGC, and, you know, we was kicking it for a while, and then he told me he was like, you know, he's a foster child. He don't even know who his real parents is or nothing. He was living with one of my Mizrahi sisters in Atlanta, but she threw him out because he was a mess, and she wanted to go with somebody else. So basically, he was homeless in Atlanta. He
Felicity?
Called me. Huh? No, nah, I ain't going to say no name now.
Okay.
But it wasn't Felicity, no. So, you know, he called me crying, whatever. It actually hit me up on Yahoo. Crying, saying, can I give him a ticket to come to New York to better his life? So, fine, I got him a ticket, came to New York. Of course, he ain't had no coins, he had no clothes. So, I'm like, oh, God. So, you know, me, I'm not like the other girls. I don't shake my purse. What I do is, if a motherfucker come to my house and they don't got a job or no income or no money in their pocket, you're going to sell your ass and your cock like I do.
Oh.
You know, so basically, I said, well, you know what? I said, I'll put you an ad up, which
you
I did.
You put
him to work? An ad up.
Oh,
you motherfucking white. What's on me,
kid? I'm a pimpette. I'm not like the other girls. I'm a pimpette, baby. I'm not giving my money, my hard-earned money, to no butch queen or no wannabe
right.
thug.
She absolutely well, right, because I've seen
guy
her
that
do it.
To my house, I made them into an escort. I let them fuck right in front of me, right on my futon couch, and I get a percentage of it. If they make $150,
yes,
I'm getting $50 of it, okay? So see, I'm one of the bitches that's going to keep it real. You know, I'm not one of these fake, phony, lying bitches that be on these radio shows and say something, and then they do it themselves. I'm not like one of them. I keep it real. I always kept it real from day one. If y'all know me, I'm a real bitch. I'm going to tell it like it is. Okay, well, anyway, he was staying with me, whatever. He was making his money, whatever. I threw him out maybe like 3 times while he was with me. First time I threw him out because he wanted meet and a Chanel child, which is a butch queen that escort. Y'all know that one? I think he got a bunch of tattoos. He walks sex siren. I think he's, I forgot what his name was. Well, they wound up meeting up the first night, and he wound up having him. They wound up having sex, whatever. So, you know, I said, oh, really? I said, basically, you having the butch queens, too. You told me you only like the trannies and the cunts, and that you really don't like no dealing with the dudes. But I let that go. I let him come back, you know, come back to my house. He wound up doing some other crazy shit. I threw him out again. After we had a fight, I bust him in the head with my sledgehammer, you know. No, I beat him up so many times in my house that, and I could have been killed him, but you know, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to go back to Attica. You know what I'm saying?
Chrissy, do you have the child's number? Because I need his side of the
story. I want to get his side of the story.
Stop the fight with him and what's the name?
No, just about overall everything when he lived with Lily in Atlanta.
I didn't say her name.
She tea party.
Girl, this is London. She has all the tea.
Well, I don't
know. Who was it now? London. Who is it? Lily Mizrahi?
Mother Lily, yeah, from South Carolina.
So anyway, well, I don't got his number, no, because, I mean, y'all could get in touch with RJ. I mean, you know he's stayed with RJ now. Oh, was it RJ? That's RJ. JR. Excuse me, JR. That's the boy that was fighting with him. But anyway,
but that wasn't the boy who was fighting with him, because that boy didn't do nothing. That's the whole point I don't get about the whole fight. Like, if he was the one flicking the ashes, why wasn't he the one getting maced and jumped and beat up and all that stuff? That boy with the blue coat didn't do nothing.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why, because that's where it gets juicy. All right, so JR, see, number one, they're not brothers. That's how I got it. Number one, that y'all thought the boy with the beige leather jacket on was straight. He ain't straight. He's a fag from Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so, you know,
but see, I don't mean to cut you off. Let me say this real quick. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to cut you off. No disrespect. This is what I can't stand. Everybody in the group was talking about, all those groups talking about, oh, you know, I had to do what I had to do because, you know, they were saying he was a straight boy. I'm sorry. Ain't no fucking straight man at no goddamn ball, okay? Let's just put that out there. You might have a bisexual man, but you ain't had no straight. You didn't think this nigga was just no straight nigga at the bar finna fight you in there with his so-called quote unquote brother. No, that's some bullshit. I just didn't
believe
that.
Especially when he was up there cutting up in the bathroom.
Yeah. So anyway,
exactly. You didn't think that was no straight man. But go ahead.
I guess they really. Well, if you look at the video, he did look like, he didn't look like a butch. He looked like a dirty trade with a do-rag.
Yeah, he realness with a twist.
Maybe that's just me. He did not look like that. He looked like a queen with a beige jacket on and a do-rag. He didn't look like no fucking trade.
Oh,
he looked like a queen.
Okay, well, anyway, so I let him back in my house, and one
this
day
the second
he,
time.
The third time.
Oh, Lord.
The third.
Well, we missed
actually,
the
actually,
oh,
actually, I let him back because this is what happened, you know, because he had went on alcohol. That's how I took the picture from the hospital. I don't know if y'all saw the picture when I post in the room about him being in the hospital. He came back to my house.
Know.
Yeah, he came back.
Monique, I don't mean to cut you off like that, but we have a whole bunch of callers, and we're going to try to get this fellow escort hoe's number.
I want
to
hear this part about the overdose, but okay, go ahead, London.
The overdose? That's juicy, too.
I need to know this, honey.
I'm going to say real fast. He went on an alcohol, and the white guy overdosed him on some type of drugs, whatever. He called me from my house crying, said he couldn't breathe, whatever. So I threatened the client. I told the client to put him in the taxi and bring him to my make sure he get to my house. I knew where the hotel that he was at. When he got to my house, he was not down conscious. I had called 911. The ambulance came in front of my house. We took him to the hospital. When we got to the hospital, I noticed that he was in ICU. So I'm asking the doctor, mind you, they didn't know my teeth. They thought it was his mother at first. I was like, oh, God. So then I said, no, I'm his aunt. You know, so then he's telling them I was his girlfriend. I'm like, boy, you what, 19 years old at the time? I'm motherfucking 40, whatever. Bitch, they know we ain't a couple. Why would you do that? He's like, well, I don't give a fuck. But anyway, find out the doctor told me he had all this stuff wrong with him. He's like, well, you know what's wrong with him? I said, no, what's wrong with him? They said he got fluid in the brain, kidney failure, heart problems, her mother shit, and then by him taking all those drugs, that he could die, and plus the fluid in the brain. He wasn't supposed to even leave the hospital. He left the hospital to go get high with some fags he met in the Bronx, whatever. And
he didn't care about his own guy.
Yeah,
there,
he don't even
so.
Care about his life, really. That's why, you know, he came back here to my house, and that's where he met JR at, the one who, quote, will be his brother. JR was visiting somebody on the fifth floor, some faggots we got on the fifth floor of my building, and JR must have was cruising him outside and asked him, do he know where to get marijuana from, which he came back and I said, oh, this straight boy, I'm going to give him some weed, we're going to smoke. I said, straight boy? I said, boy, you must think I'm stupid. Make the story short, he went upstairs, smoked, came back downstairs. I was on my computer. I turned around. I saw him send JR a naked picture of him. So I grabbed the phone, which I still got the phone. I grabbed the phone. I was like, who you sending pictures to? Naked pictures. Find out it was JR on the fifth floor. So I hit him in the head with my sledgehammer again. We went upstairs to the fifth floor.
That's why he
JR
got
ran. Fluid
on the brain. That's why he got fluid on the brain, girl. Now I'm on
picture. Oh, no, he had that already.
You hit him with the goddamn
He had that already before he came to New York. No, don't blame that on me, y'all. He had that before he came to New York.
Oh, my God.
I just maybe.
Incoming transmission.
So,
we're
going to
get to these callers.
We'll
thank you
callers.
So much.
We'll
thank you so much, Monique.
Please keep
first caller we have.
That was some juicy toys.
Bitch, if you hear me,
Ida, why
hand.
Do you want the child's whole name, you freak?
Bitch, if you hear me with a sledgehammer, I'm going to have fluid on the brain.
On the
okay, hello?
Six, seven, eight, seven, three, three, you're live on the air.
That's one.
So why are you live?
But why are you?
I'm 201-360. You're live on the air.
It's me.
Hey.
Hi. Is that Kiana?
You know what?
No, bitch, it's me.
That's Mark Aiken Goofy. He must have popped a pill.
Bitch, Mark must have hit a Miley and a Susie.
Yes, God, honey, I'm stone boots. What's going on? All right, go to the next caller.
Right, do we have another caller? Wait, 917-982, you're live on the air.
Girl?
Yeah?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you there?
Are they talking to me for you?
You're
girl, what's one? Hell, y'all killing me. We need a fucking short bus on this motherfucking time.
Yes, God.
What's going on?
Short bus shorty. Short bus shorty.
I'm wondering if they on what I'm on, honey, because the kids are bugging.
Well, I just wanted to say that I made me some baked spaghetti tonight, but I didn't have the spaghetti noodles. I had rotini noodles, and I used Cracker Barrel cheese.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait, did you just say baked spaghetti?
Yeah,
yes, baked. Baked.
Yes, gone.
You can
I had cut up onions and scallions and a few.
Did you say Spam?
No.
She said scallions.
Scallions.
Oh.
And onions, and I had fried, I had cooked some bacon and cut it up, put it in there, honey. She is everything, honey. She's still on top of the stove.
Wait a minute, Naima.
I think about it. Eat food all goddamn day. I don't want to get on a show late at night and fucking still got to hear about food. God.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Naima. Just give me one description. How did you bake the spaghetti?
Well, I mean, you just make it, you know, normally, because Alexis had walked me through it. You just make your spaghetti like you normally make it or whatever, and then, you know, add this down on top of the stovetop. When you combine it, everything together, you put it in the oven, and you put your layers of cheese and stuff like that over top of it and through it if you like, and then bake it. That's all.
Oh,
yeah.
Bitch. Hold up. Find me a new recipe.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a southern.
Okay.
I mean,
okay,
they do that all the time.
Alexis, speaking of that, Alexis, I'm still waiting for that recipe, and I thank you.
She make a mean motherfucking turkey wings, honey.
I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all telling me when I move to New York in 2014, y'all going to be cooking down.
Oh, you coming to New York, J-Rock?
Yeah, you coming to the East Coast?
I told y'all I'm transferring to New York in 2014.
Yes, God.
Oh, shit, child. I ain't going to be in there on 2199.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going
to
kill her.
What's she trying to say? You ain't going to be around until anymore?
No, I'm
going to
be around, but
that?
I probably won't be living in New York, because, child, but I'll see J-Rock on the weekend of the 26th.
The coldest winter ever, bitch.
Where's Mother Stella, hey. Mona Brooklyn Mona, honey? I need her to get on her job with this boy number. I need
shut up,
Tiffany. I need another side
ask
of the
Maya.
Story, honey.
Ask Maya. Wait a minute, Maya.
Hold on, but what side are we looking for? Because the video was kind of self-explanatory. The child was lit and was plucking
Tiffany.
Ashes on the child.
In the video, it was
the one who was plucking the ashes didn't even get beat. It was the damn boyfriend of the one who was plucking
the
ashes.
He was
the
one that jumped in to defend him. He was the one that
jumped in.
Nothing.
The one who was plucking the ashes was being held up against the fence.
Right,
yeah,
by
he was.
Fat Cat. That's what I'm
by
saying.
Fat
so
Cat.
JR,
Fat Cat had him. He couldn't jump in.
The one who hit two times and was breathing hard and said, "That's my daughter."
Right.
Right.
That
Fat Cat
had
is.
Him.
Fat
Cat.
Fat Cat. Okay.
Thank you.
All that chair throwing. Come on.
I just want to say this, okay? If you cannot control, you know, your liquor, then you don't need to be in the public. You know, no matter where it's at. If you in a club, if you at a ball, if you at a family reunion, whatever it is, if you can't control your liquor, that's one thing you don't need to drink. You know, when you get intoxicated and you become not of yourself or whatever like that, you know, you do things or whatever. Now, I mean, the child may have actually been trying, you know, little Tony or what have you, and walking around giving that, you know, extra thing, because he gives a lot of extra.
Hold on, let me
no,
try.
But not
when JR, when AR, when JR comes out, this is the same shit he pulls when he comes out. I know JR.
Right.
I've been knowing JR for over 10 years. JR gets drunk and JR gets stoned, and he does the same thing.
True.
When JR tried it with little Tony, he digressed from the situation, and the boy jumped in. Little Tony
right.
was going to pay it. He was going to pay the fight. He didn't even want
yeah.
the fight. The boy insisted that once Fat Cat jumped in the middle, him and Little Tony Revlon, that he was going to get buck. So that's when Little Tony took off his coat, and they did what happened. But JR does the same exact thing. I had to check him. He did the same thing to my brother Ty from Baltimore at the awards ball. And I had to tell him, you can't do that. This is not that type of Ebony. This is not the old school Ebony.
Incoming transmission.
He tried.
And if people can still get weapons inside the building, you don't need security. 704-713, you're live on the air. 704-713, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling about
morning.
The egg.
Uh-uh.
Come, you know.
They haven't called about the egg in a long time, though, mother.
For real, though, lunch.
Wait,
which ad you calling about?
That.
Hold on. Which ad you
which
calling
one?
About? Bishops or the boy?
Oh, Lord, don't bring that down.
Oh, no, don't break his heart tonight.
For real, because I can't fucking deal with Bishop tonight. Like, that shit listening to that shit on the archive last night gave me a fucking headache. And I swear to God, like, Tiffany is in rare motherfucking form tonight. I cannot deal with that fucking bullshit tonight.
So my
I'm so
is bad.
Fucking serious. I've been being kind of trying to be nice and quiet and meek the last couple fucking weeks, but I don't give a fuck how you bitches take it, honey. I can't deal with that fucking bullshit tonight.
Yes,
1 minute the bitch is crying.
Is,
1 minute
yes.
the bitch is crying. The next minute you want to love. You want motherfucking acceptance. I cannot deal with that bullshit tonight. Send his ass over there to the motherfucking crazy floor.
Yes, and it sends across the board.
266, you're live on the air, 646-266.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
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 Hello, Alexis?
Yes, Linda.
Hey, Alexis. Hello, my dear.
What was I about to say? Naima, let me start with you. You made a comment earlier about the Legends and Icons getting together for the band list.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was saying how they can get together and make the, you know how they do the votes when they want to, you know, when it's a certain award.
I don't think you realize that the Icons and Legends really don't have nothing to do with a band, don't have nothing to do with the of the years. Usually that's just like a panel of leaders of different houses. So it's not really Legends or Icons or whatever. So, I mean, they can't even agree together to put people on legendary status. So I can't see them banning people from a ball. But, Tiffany, you missed a big part of the. Okay, listen. What y'all didn't see was that this guy came in the ball, he was already mad from the time he walked in the door.
See, that's what we didn't know.
Me,
you said he was mad. I say it was part of his swagger. Like, he wants you to feel he was real. He was selling you realness. He was at a ball, he was selling realness.
Hold on, Tiffany. So when he came in, I was like, oh, man, well, who's this piece of trade right here? You know, he got his all mean mug on, you know, his unit on or whatever. And I'm like, girl, he looking all mean like he ready to beat somebody ass. So then a couple of hours later, I saw Little Tony and Fat Cat talking to Bam. So there was, Bam was like, well, I'm going to handle it. So everybody disappeared. Once again, I didn't move because it wasn't none of my concern. I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. I thought they were talking, you know, something happened with the house or whatever. So then that's when I come back and the video was out at this time, so they had not fought. So the guy who actually, whoever JR is, he really, after the guy with the one, I don't know, whoever, Javaris?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the boy.
He just kept pursuing everything. It was like everybody was trying to leave shit alone. Lil Tony was even like, yo, look, I don't want to fight you. You know what I'm saying? I understand you're drunk or whatever. Just leave me alone. But he just kept going and he kept going and he kept going. So that's probably what you didn't see on the video. So that's when he got maced. I mean, and the boy who was flicking the ashes, he probably, you know, you have to realize when people do stuff.
He should have got popped to me, I think. I mean, you flicking the ashes, you should have got popped.
But see, if me and you are arguing, if I'm flicking ashes, right, and you with me, and I stop, but you keep going, bitch, you're going to get your ass whipped. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, but if you're flicking ashes at me, listen, you saying the man had stuff in his pockets and you thought you had to use a weapon, which was, i.e., the mace, because you didn't know. But I feel like if you're flicking ashes, bitch, you're trying to burn me. So, bitch, you got to get the mace, honey, because you're trying to cause me bodily harm. You're trying to burn my skin.
Yeah, once he realized that JR's fucking ashes, he checked JR from that point. That must have where it left off with JR and Tony.
Yeah.
And that's when the boy intervened. Tony told JR, you better not pluck no more ashes at me. Don't be plucking no ashes at me. And JR digressed from the situation. The boy came back to start more. And Lil Tony told him, he was like, it's in the video. He's like, I really don't want to fight you. You in D.C. I don't want to get the trade to fuck you up. Go ahead about your business. It's right on the video. He did tell, he tried to digress from the situation. The boy kept trying it.
Right, and JR definitely digressed from the situation when the mace came out and when that punch was thrown. His face.
I mean,
for what Mark is saying, he done had this happen. He always have people catching save on him and all this stuff. All I got to say is work, JR. You is the fish. You get your man to come to your rescue, baby.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Tiffany. How the fuck he rescued somebody and got knocked the fuck down?
Right. First of all, we're going to talk fair. We're going to talk right. Now, yeah, he might have got hit with some mace, and he might have goddamn got knocked out. But all bullshit aside, that boy got back up swinging and fighting, honey. And that one episode, he had that boy head down, and he was beating his ass, honey.
Wait a minute.
Let's just really call it all clear.
Did you see that fight? Because that boy ain't laying near a damn punch. Even when he was on top of
him. He had no punch.
Even when he was on top of Lil Tony, and Lil Tony was up under him, Tony was still sticking him in his motherfucking face.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, it's an ebony set. All right.
It's not an ebony
one.
Set, but
it's
really
not.
Honestly, even with the mace, Tiff, even with the mace, you got to think about it like this. If a fight is about to occur, do you really want to sit there and talk about, oh, I don't need nothing, I'm going to fight with my hands? Bitch, I'm grabbing the first thing next to me, and I'm cold-cocking you and anybody else. If your mother's standing there, I'm going to pop her, too, and I'm going to pop her with a bat or a stick. I'm taking anything moving.
Right.
It's a fight.
No.
Well, then you
want
to get your hair ripped out, because if you think a bitch is going to stand there and not
make
you.
Bitch is not going to touch this $400 worth of Brazilian. One thing about me, I'm not worried about that bitch putting their hands on me, honey. That's something Tiffany ain't. Only nigga ever popped me was my motherfucking baby daddy. But I ain't worried about that nigga in the street popping me, boo-boo. Okay? Now, I wore a black eye for my mouth. I did wear a black eye one time for this mouth, but you better ask him, honey, after he got his ass up underneath my tires when I tried to hit the bitch, what happened later. I ain't worried about it, honey.
You
got to
go
worry
off
about
into a basket.
Oh, yeah,
it's
I did, honey.
It's
going to
be some motherfucking, what'd you say, some flower?
It'll be a lot
of,
if a bitch put their hands on me, it's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower motherfucking bringing.
That's what
all
I'm saying. So
say.
That's the same thing with the mace. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, if you're going to win a fight, you're going to win it at any cost.
I'm going to put a band list in effect
the video,
for the dance members.
I don't know
the video
if this
made
is
it,
no more shit. I'm
the video
y'all
made
just
it
like
mainstream,
because,
and the girls are reading for Phil's.
This, the same people are reading that video down. And it just touched me on some of the stuff that they say, because I'm like, half of the people that are so angry, they're so fucking angry. Those are the DL people. They so
I just don't agree with using, like, it's nothing against Tony or this fight in particular, what I'm talking about. I just don't agree with all that weapon shit. But the simple fact is, we can't be contradicted. Like, one minute we want to say, okay, yeah, we can fight with whatever, we're going to pick up whatever. But then the next minute, when the boy stabbed Tree up, everybody was, oh, the shit is getting out of hand. He's people stabbing in balls, people shooting in balls. I mean, it got to be a
I don't,
yes,
I don't agree
is.
With, I don't agree with, I don't agree with any of that. I think that if you're going to fight, I know, I'm going to be honest with y'all, I don't give a fuck with nobody.
What
so
happened
the first
to swearing
thing
up?
You are going to square up with whatever comes out of my pocket. I am not fighting no fag, okay? I'm laying you to rest, period. I'm killing. I'm fighting to kill. I'm not fighting to fight. There is no more fighting to fight. I ain't never been a person to fight anyway. I fight to kill. So if I'm going to fight you and I know I don't do nothing and you're going to come start with me, I'm trying to kill you and anything else moving.
Well, y'all know what? I'm looking at the video right now. Do y'all realize JR stood there the whole time that boy was getting mace?
He sure did.
Yeah.
Right out of the way. I guess he wanted to let it be a one-on-one.
He stood right there while he was getting mace.
But he was getting ready to get his fan cap. His fan cap, but that's when Tony was had started trying to make him look
transmission.
And he moved away.
We have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Or did you not press one?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, is that the same boy where Kelly was playing with his dick in the bathroom at the ball?
Jesus, good shit.
Mother, she better come on the line. Where is Kelly?
When you're playing with the boy's dick in the bathroom,
somebody call her on three-way. The Vogue night has not started yet. Hold on, let me get my phone.
See, I knew I heard somebody say somebody was doing something in the bathroom last night.
No, they did.
Right,
I thought it was Alexis getting high. All the girls standing in line for the bathroom.
No.
No, sir. Where did you get this
tea,
caller?
I was there.
Work.
So you seen it?
Yeah, Kelly was playing with his dick in the bathroom.
Remember when Jason said, that bathroom is too small for anything to be going on.
Wait, was this before or after she was judging?
That was
Alexis,
not
I need that.
That was
Alexis, I need that macaroni and cheese recipe, sweetie.
Damn food. That's what I fuck y'all want to talk about. This is not the time. I'm on motherfucking HPV diet.
Girl, you got
I don't want to hear that shit.
You got rum to talk, honey.
That's what I'm saying. I eat all day, hear it all day, look at food all day. I don't want to get on a show at 12 o'clock at night.
But who's, thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much,
yes,
caller.
Thank you, caller.
Right.
Because
yes,
I knew I was crazy.
The caller wasn't the queen in the bathroom playing with the boys. So. Do we have another caller? Monique, you're back.
You know what?
Incoming transmission.
708-724, you're live on the air.
Hi, you guys. We, Tavy.
Hey, brother.
Hello.
That sounds like the boy
that was fighting.
Oh, was that him?
Oh,
what's that?
Oh.
Hold on, bring that whole number back and let's call her on 3-way.
Wait a minute, I'm confused now. So who was fighting and who wasn't
fighting? See, you know, I never talked to him, so I don't really know what he sound like.
Naima, what does he sound like? Naima, come on.
That wasn't him.
Oh, she just said that caller. Oh, so she just said that caller was the person that was getting played with in the bathroom.
No, she's saying he is the boy that got beat up. The boy that Leslie got beat up. That he
is the same person that was getting played with in the bathroom.
Right. Okay.
But Naima said it wasn't.
What's the boy's name, honey?
His name is Javari.
I'm about to look him up, honey.
Here you go. Hold on, Tiffany. I got it. Hold on.
Javar Goodson?
Hold on.
That ain't
him.
Give
him.
Yes.
That ain't
him.
Jiggy Jai.
Give it to me.
Monique,
yeah.
You're back.
007.
That's his fake name. His fake name is Javaris Kendrick, but his real name is Richard Bishop.
Ooh. Oh, Lord, another bishop.
Oh,
oh,
I can't.
Monique, what's your name on there, honey? I need
to. It's Javaris, Javarus. He got a picture of him in JR took a picture of him in the bathroom in the tub sitting on the chair, butt ass naked, and he's holding his private part. That's him.
Oh, yeah, Javaris Kendrick.
Yeah, that's him. That's a clean version of him.
He's one of my, see, that's what I'm saying. He's one of my friends, and that's why I'm like, okay.
Yeah, as soon as I put him in, the, he's sitting in the bathroom. What kind of, is this his back page at? His Facebook?
He ain't going to be your friend for long.
His back page
at? I'm saying, is this part of his selling it? Because, what kind of Facebook picture is this? And then you're going to say you studied at ITT Technical Institute.
Is this the same outfit he had on at the ball in this picture?
Yep.
Rich, I'm done.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that was earlier in the night. Earlier in the daytime, I mean.
Wait, did Ballroom Throwbacks take that picture?
You know what? I'm not about to laugh at this boy. Because in all honesty, like, I really want to get out my prayer shawl and my oil and get to praying for him. Because I really feel bad for this little boy. Like, I'm not even going to just keep sitting here and keying and laughing at this little boy. This boy is 20 years old with brain fluid, kidney failure, some other stuff that we shall not say. And, honey, I just ain't got the time, honey. I feel bad for this little boy,
really,
honey.
Yeah, he really needs help, really.
Yeah,
that's why I really did try that. That's why I was hurt, because I tried to, you know, help him. But he's a drug guy. He liked doing drugs, sniffing coke, popping pills. You know, like the typical Atlanta.
Wait a minute.
Wait
a minute now, Monique. In all, honey. Now listen, all due respect, honey. Mm-hmm. You can't just try to put him down because he sniffed coke and do the pills. Now we will not just.
I want to pill right now.
No, don't get me wrong. I don't knock. Listen. I don't knock people who do that type of stuff. But me, I never done it at my age. I just never done it. That was never my forte. My forte is some vodka and, you know, orange juice and vodka cranberry. But for his age, I think it's wrong. I think for anybody that's a young age, that's why, you know, when that shit came out on Facebook about that garçon child that everybody had, that cute boy with the tatted up body and all that shit came
out. I missed that.
Well, that child was a CJ Garcon. Found out all the girls be hitting them up and want to fuck, and CJ sucking cock. And that's why when somebody call about me, I'm baby, go look at that. Evidently, I'm not the only tranny that get down. But what I can say, at least I'm one of the tranny that I'm not paying. I'm not going to get no young child high to lay up with me. I was shocked when I saw all these messages of these trannies hitting this little young boy up who really had potential. That boy could have been a model. That boy dropped that gorgeous. He could have been a model.
It looked like he was hitting them up, though.
Yeah, he was hitting them up.
My thing is, listen.
If you a real bitch, I don't think you should be giving young kids drugs. Period. You know, I mean, just to have sex with them. Some of the girls won't admit it, but I ain't no dumb bitch. Some of the girls, they knew what time it was because I was told to me, if I wanted to have that young boy, all I had to do, buy him some coke and he'll do whatever. It was told to me.
Let me say this. My tea didn't come out, so I thank God for that. But
your tea came out. I just didn't let it out. Your tea came out and some of the other guys. I know like 10 other girls that had.
No, mine never got posted.
Yeah,
oh, no,
mine didn't either.
Yeah, not posted in the room, but I know.
Oh,
I
no,
I was
no,
down
no.
with that. I knew
it,
I was
no,
down.
No, no, no. No, listen, let me say something. It's no shame in my game. I thought CJ was, when I first saw him, I thought he was attractive. Before I even knew about the drug situation.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize that this boy has been strung out on coke for a long time, from what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't blame the girls. You need, but the person that you need to blame, I will not even get into because I don't have anything to do with that. But whoever got him strung out on coke, that's their doing. And he's trying to keep up with it. He's chasing a high. He's trying to keep that high going, but he knows that the girls that love to get high, let me tell you something, and I'm going to put myself on front blast. This boy called my phone. Naima was doing my hair. He called my phone all motherfucking night to come over here.
And he wanted to get high.
But I don't, my thing with him is, if I call you, and if we friends, you know what I'm saying? If we together and that's going on, that's different. But bitch, I'm not gonna call you over to get high and fuck. That's not my tea. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm
not mad at y'all. My main thing is, you know, me, bitch, I've been in the scene a very long time. I have seen a lot of young kids that came out, you know, became tranny chasers, and all the girls wound up having that one boy, and they wound up being dead now. So, and I mean, I could count 10 young children that came out into the scene since I've been out, and they dead already. Why? Because all the girls had that same boy. Mm-hmm. Gave them drugs, and now they dead. So my thing is, when I see CJ now, I'll be like, oh, my God, he's going to be added on to the list eventually, because as I was told already that he's, like, really doing real, real bad. And I feel sorry for him because, you know what I'm saying, he had potential. And I feel that a lot of the girls, especially if they're in their 30s and stuff, they shouldn't even have the chat boy. Or give him drugs.
Pussy,
at least half of them, but don't give
him
drugs.
Hold on, pussy, do
Nicola.
Story.
Huh?
What's CJ's name on Facebook? I need to put a face with this story, honey. I don't know. Hey,
hold on.
His name is Christian. Christian.
Pussy.
Huh? Yes.
Pussy, let me ask you a question. You
go
old
ahead.
School. So
yes.
do you remember Preston that used to be out in the city? He used to go with Menage, Icon, Fatima, Icon.
I remember Preston.
Preston.
I remember him.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Preston was my homeboy way, way back in the day. We hustled drugs together for years.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. When I started going to Clubhouse, I didn't see Preston. And my thing was never really Clubhouse Village. It was just Clubhouse because I was on a whole different level from Preston. I just didn't know what he was doing. When I decided to take my first trip to the Village and I ran into him, I gagged that I ran into him. But I know Preston for a long time. I know his family. His family know my family. This is a choice that we made.
as men who came from a different side of the track to decide to come over to this lifestyle. When we made that choice, we opened up different doors. Now, Preston went one route, and I went another. Preston wanted to stand in front of the store in the city, and I chose to go to the clubhouse to Vogue Femme. But at the same time, you got to remember, we all grown adults. He was 16 at the time, and I was 17. But at the same time, we both made two different choices. We come out, sniff coke and pop pills and smoke weed. I don't sniff coke, but, you know, I smoke weed and pop pills. These are the choices we made as young adult men. At the age of 16, it's kind of like a almost a pre-adult age to where you get a chance to make really adult decisions for yourself. You're not an adult, but you can emancipate your parents and do different things. We make these choices on our own. So with this same 20-year-old boy you're talking about and the 16-year-old and CJ and all these people, whether he was Maya's ex-lover and Maya was doing it, if he decided to do it because Maya was doing it, that's his business. That's something that he chose to do. We can't blame Maya. We can't blame an icon. We can't blame the legends for young kids getting strung out on drugs. These are the choices that they made.
That's why a lot of the young ones don't want to stay with me, because I won't let them do drugs in my house. Because once they come here, I let them know off the back, I'm one of the trannies that don't pop pills, who don't put that white shit up in my nose. I mean, you can smoke weed, but all that other shit you're not going to do. That's why they decide to leave me, because they feel I'm not fun. They feel I'm boring. And I'm boring to them because I won't let them do all that crazy
shit.
Pimpette, Monique.
I know what this was.
Yes.
Y'all should have just said
so. So let's talk business. So if you know, make them work, you put up their ads, and a date wants to come over and he wants to do some drugs with them, do you approve?
No, I don't approve. Unless I just see how much that client's trying to give him. If this is a large amount, then yeah, they can do it all they want.
I can't.
Like I said, I'm about the dollars, babe. I'm about the money. So if that man wanna give him $1,000 to get high with him and get freaky in my living room, and I'm gonna get maybe $400 out of the deal. I'm not greedy, but I take $400 out of the deal. Then hey, they could sniff coke all they want and do whatever.
And let's keep it real. It's a lot of us that won't touch a certain butch queens, a certain femme queens, and if you know if they flash the right amount of money, we do them in a heartbeat.
So, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, it's just, you know, I just feel like certain part is wrong. You know, that's why, you know, with him, like I said, with ATL, that's Javaris. His nickname is ATL. You know, I knew he was about the drugs. I knew it wasn't going to work out. You know, he just needed a ride to New York. And once he got to New York and he see how fast New York was, it was a wrap. Actually, when we had the threesome, when we had that threesome with my blood trade friend, I knew it was a wrap. Because, like I said, I even started. They started it. I sat on my couch and watched them get busy. And then I joined in.
I joined in
half an hour. I said, oh, my God. I said, wow, this how niggas
what they
get
was
down.
Doing, Monique, they was getting down and dirty. He wasn't acting like he didn't care.
Okay, well, this is
my
mind. You. Okay, now,
trade.
my blood nigga, I never, he told me he messed around with other dudes, but I didn't think because he's Trey. He's a blood, you know, he's Trey. So I said, I don't believe you be sucking dick and all that. So he came like, yeah, I do, for real, Mo, for real. So, you know, I said I wanted to see for myself. So I knew this ATA, I knew Javaris was a freak. So, you know, I said, listen, my friend from Brooklyn's coming over, and he want to pop off with y'all. So, you know, pop off with him. I'm going to see. So, of course, Javaris failed the test. I just want to see, was he going to really do it? And when they came, baby, my ATL nigga, my Brooklyn nigga, he dropped to his knees, started sucking Javaris' dick. And then I was like, oh, shit, I was shocked. Then Javaris was sucking his dick. And I'm sitting on the couch eating popcorn because I'm not going to
need for that.
You know, I was getting excited. And then it's like, yo, baby, get in and get in it. So then I joined in, and then they both went down on me.
Oh, I was
after that,
off,
you know.
Child, they just messed up the whole doggone thing.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, and really that kind of turned me
off. Yeah, I'm going straight to bed. No pass and go, no collecting $200.
You know, so that was a turn off for me, really. After when they did all that, that was a turn off. I said, okay, you know, he's out there. So, you know, after that, I let them, I mean, they finished what they had to do. And then I knew what time it was. So basically, I really didn't care.
What was the finish? What you mean finish? What else happened?
Well, you want me to get into everything. Oh, my goodness. Javaris, the one that got in the fight, ATL, he bent me over my couch and bent my blood nigga friend over. And he started eating both our asses. I didn't even know he ate ass. He ate both our asses. God. And then he plunged me. And then they both plunged me. I let them both plunge me, not at the same time, one at a time. They busted nuts, and after that, my Brooklyn nigga, he went home, and ATL, we want to go into bed, and he going to tell me, baby, you know I really didn't enjoy that. I did that for you.
Girl.
I looked at him like, you did that for me. I said, boy, your dick was rock hard before I even joined in it. So don't tell me you did it for me. You did it because that was your life. I said, keep it real. That's how y'all Atlanta dudes get down. I used to live in Atlanta, so I know how the Atlanta dudes get down. So I said, you know, that's you. So that's why, you know, I had to kick him out. Then when he met JR, that was a wrap. I said, oh, Chad, you really
baby,
like dudes.
Baby, let me tell you something. Anybody that encounters, I'm not trying to read at all, but anybody that encounters JR is up for a motherfucking ride, and it's no shade. I had to get off of that ride before the motherfucking bus even, the keys and the ignition even started. That bitch is a scandal.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Do we
have any callers?
But, you know, honestly, I really feel sorry for him. He really do need help. And I wish everybody knows JR. They need to tell that JR really to put that boy in the hospital. He even got mental issues. He really, if you see when he got pepper spray, how he just stands there.
Yeah,
he
you have
move.
To be crazy to stand there because pepper spray makes me jump. Like, bitch, if you spray me, I'm going to jump and make you eat that motherfucking can. He just
Mace don't do nothing for me neither. I've been maced before. It don't affect me at all.
It don't affect me.
He did the same thing when I pepper sprayed him in my house. He stand there, and he, like, it didn't faze him. What fazed him when I took my sledgehammer and I hit him aside the head and knocked him out.
You keep learning about the sledgehammer, bitch.
Y'all never see my sledgehammer? Oh, I keep it right in my pocketbook, honey.
Bitch,
I'm
calling you. You still got that hammer?
Yes,
she
I still got
it.
Oh, my God, bitch, that hammer
night.
Is iconic, bitch.
Yes.
Listen, we went to Rogue
no.
Night, and she pulled that shit out her purse one night. I said, pussy.
Yes, God.
She said yes. I said, okay, take me home.
Between her and Miss JoJo, honey, them motherfucking pocketbooks were perched, baby.
Can we go to this caller, 213-219, you're live on the air. Come on.
Off with your head.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right, back to the chambers for you. Oh, no, but I really wanted him to call in, but...
He wouldn't call in. If he ain't going to do that. And then about him, he's an obituary liar, so whatever he say, you know, wasn't he high that night anyway, they say? He was high.
He was stone boots.
Yeah, so he ain't gonna remember anyway. He don't.
Incoming transmission.
There you go, right there.
That's the way.
313-808. You're live on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Eric.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey.
You better look. Oh, hey, Naima. Monique, you better get your life, girl. I am not mad at you about your session.
You would
thank
say
you.
That. I know, right? I was listening. I'm sitting like, what the hell, Emma? What the hell is going on in the show tonight? But I just had to call in and say hey to everybody and let y'all know I'm listening. That's all.
And that would be the only thing you were here throughout the early show.
Well, you know, I heard the other stuff. You know, and mind you. There's a lot of stuff that y'all said I'm not going to touch on because you guys were talking about the fight and how it happened. And I saw the video as well, but it hasn't come up in other areas. So I whatever, you know.
Shit
Eric,
happens.
Before
you
leave, before you leave off of here, Putin, someone wants to know, are you scared to put names on the ban list? Or are y'all scared out there to put names on the ban list?
No, it wasn't Eric. It definitely wasn't Eric.
No, I'm 100% for the ban list. And, okay, keeping it real, it's just a lot of bullshit in the game when it comes to individuals in the houses. And I'm going to leave it at that. You know, I am 110% for the ban list. When I don't believe that people should if somebody do something wrong, it's just point blank, and that's I'm gonna leave it at that. You know, I'm gonna leave it at that.
All right, well let's just put the motherfucking laundry out there, okay? The real tea is that when that motherfucking scandal started in Chicago, wherever that fight with the Mizrahi girl, Erica Kane, the people from that region, the child from Atlanta, and another person, another icon, did not want to vote because they did not want to put the child on the ban list, period. Thank you, Eric.
Oh.
Hold on. What child are you referring to, Mark?
Okay. Do you want me to run it down? Okay. They said Goddess Rodeo did not want to vote. They said that Fred Chanel did not want to vote.
Uh-huh.
They said, who else was it? I can't remember the other name, but it's like four people that did not want to vote. That came
out
on my
phone
weeks ago. Weeks
did
ago.
Did not want to vote on who? Who they didn't want to vote on?
They didn't want to vote on Marquise.
Wow. Wow. Damn, Mark, you got off that?
Oh, no, I get all the tea all the time. I just don't spill it. I wait for the good time to spill it. I never spill tea.
Oh, in Persia Ebony. Somebody said in Persia
Ebony. Marquise was fighting in Chicago with who?
With that girl, Erica Kane.
No, it wasn't Mark.
No, that was the whole scandal.
It wasn't Erica Kane, Mizrahi. It was another Mizrahi.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
I'm not saying he fought her.
I'm saying that whole altercation was involving them.
Right. That was an altercation. It was in Kentucky. Indianapolis.
Okie region. The Okie region.
Mm-hmm.
It still came across.
Is that the same girl that's from Philadelphia?
No, that's Erica Kane LaCroix.
Okay.
Wow.
Go ahead, Enrique. I'm sorry.
But here's the thing. The ban list is with the ban list, everything that starts, it has to work itself out. And I don't want anyone to, you know, think that it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just a few technicalities that need to be worked out in order for it to be a viable thing for ballroom.
I think it's sad that y'all really had to get a committee together to control grown ass people. Now that it's been put on pause, I had a little bit of time to marinate. That's sad that y'all had to do that with a bunch of other adults.
Somebody's by the computer because they're carrying.
Hold on, wait. Until we get through the loopholes and the ban list permits us to not come to an agreement with the ban list, Mark, your info is wrong also because Stuart voted them to be banned. That had nothing to do with it at all.
Wait a minute, who voted for them to be banned? Hold on.
And couldn't come to a conclusion because they were going by hearsay and none of us were there for a fact.
That's the whole other thing.
Hold on, how is it not a fact when it was somebody from in another region that got the video? The shit is on video, so how is it not a fact?
But the situation is that with anything, there's an investigation. No one that's going to be on the if anyone gets on the ban list, there's going to be an investigation. Not one fact can hold water. So when it comes down to a situation, somebody sees something, someone's going to tell it. Although it's going to be some time where the truth comes out, and even then individuals have spoken with the individuals who were fighting. So when it comes down to it, no one's going to be put on the ban list if they're not wrong, period, point blank.
So y'all just going to put all the stuff to the side and start when it's convenient for you guys.
Well, not at all.
Right,
except
right.
Except the technicalities. You got to understand that there are people for the ban list. There's a lot of people for the ban list. The community, I think, wants the ban list.
Hell
but then
yeah.
There's also individuals who are against the ban list. You know what I'm saying? So it's a matter of when the individuals are against the ban list, they're going to try to tear it down. And it's for the stronger individuals to stay strong and make sure they work out. Because even though someone who's against the ban list, the stuff that they're saying is a viable thing that will make the ban list even better.
Okay, but
you know
if my information is wrong and other people are against the ban list and the whole committee is supposed to be for the ban list, then why couldn't y'all come to a decision? Obviously, my tea is not wrong, and I know what I'm talking about. I don't know if those names are right, but y'all as a committee could not come together and get it right. It's no shade. It's really no shade. But it really,
right,
y'all
and,
really
it needed to be ASAP because there were
right.
so many balls, you know?
Right.
Like, there's a ball every week or every day.
Well, you know what? I'm not getting?
Yeah.
What I'm not getting is this, you know, this just shows another situation where the community, I'm not going to label a race, but the community, this ballroom community, cannot come together again to do something that's supposed to be in a positive movement. It just
well,
goes
no,
to show you that
I,
the girls just can't.
I have to negate that, Nick Naima, because even though there are people who are against the ban list, it is a ban list. It has passed with the council. It's just a matter of when it comes down to, and I had this argument with an icon regarding the ban list, and the people want to break stuff down and say, well, it's not going to work because of this and because of that. You take that information that they're giving you and you utilize it to make it a better situation. So if they say, well, if you, just like we're going to use the example as far as, I think, whoever just said that people weren't there or whatever, just like I explained, there are ways to make things better. It's just a matter of the group coming together and filling those so-called, and here's the word that everyone uses, I'm sure you heard this, Naima, loopholes.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's, you know, they said, oh, there's loopholes and this, that, and the other. It's just a matter of taking that information that the negative person is saying towards his ban list and use it to better the ban list and make sure that everything goes accordingly.
Let's put it like this then. All right, honestly, the ban list is more of a, you know, it's sort of a side curve judicial type of thing where you're making a point of who's deciding to get banned and who's deciding that this would happen or that happened. When two people
incoming
fight outside,
transmission.
When two people fight outside and the cops coming, that who the cops are arresting everybody, so why can't you just call a spade a spade?
Well, technically, and I'm going to say this to you, Mark, technically the ban list...
Let's get to this caller really quickly.
Let's get to this caller really quickly.
404-254. You're live
on the air. Yeah,
what's
going
on? This
is
Hassan.
Hello,
yeah.
Hassan.
Oh, hey, Hassan.
How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Hold on. I got outside. Now, everybody got questions about the ban list. It's not finalized, Mark. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of loopholes in it. Until you get through the loopholes, that's when there'll be a complete written out thing for the ban list. For the most part, for all the treacherous shit that be happening with guns and bottles and shit like that or whatever, I guess that's something to be addressed. But you still have to make the people that had the venues responsible for certain things, too. They have to be responsible as well. So, that's always been on discussion. It's still in discussion. It's not like people just put it aside and went like that.
No,
you know
I'm not saying that at all. I'm totally for the ban list, brother. I'm totally for it. I'm not against the ban list at all. I explained to Tony Malone when he was on the State of Emergency show, I'm 150% behind it because I think the violence is crazy. Regardless of how I responded to Tony, Lil Tony's fight last night and the Kikis, I still think that a lot of it's, you know, it's bullshit that they got to be fighting that ball. So I'm totally for the ban list. I'm just telling them what came to me, you know, weeks ago about the
right.
border.
But when you
the
said
committee.
The thing about the Midwest, none of us was there to even really react on it. It was a lot. When you get a lot of stories from people telling all these stories and this is what happened and that what happened and this and that, and nobody is there for themselves to see it for themselves. And you probably have like at least one person, one or two people that was there. You know, it's kind of like a I can't even say the word, but I think Enrique said it earlier. But it's kind of hard to really decide like that from somebody here saying something. Because people got their own agenda.
What about the video footage?
Right, there's a video.
I ain't seen no video footage. I haven't seen no video footage.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the issue with the video. The person who has the video is an individual who's against the ban list. So when it came down to it, it's a matter of accessing that video. And if there's their private video and we can't get it, then we can go on. And I had this argument about that video regarding that. Well, if that be the case, everyone complains about, okay, well, XYZ, I'm going to use the slap scenario. Well, everyone knows about it, but don't nobody say anything about anything. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to it, they sit. Well, it's been a couple of slaps. But I'm just going to say slap in general. I'm not going to say the Dark Knight. I'm not going to say the other one in Atlanta.
What
slap
in Atlanta?
You know
there was no slap in Atlanta.
She must be talking about Tap and Ken.
Oh, that never happened. We know nothing about that incident. Keep going.
Okay, but anyway. Well, Naeem, I'm gonna need you to get into the video of the Mariah's show.
What's
Mariah's show?
Now that's T.
Right, now that's T. Here's the scenario. Here's the scenario. There's three avenues individuals can take regarding the violence in ballroom. One, we know that these people who are giving the balls, these promoters, should have adequate security. One, and that's one of the major things that, you know, I've gotten to an argument. Well, people, we don't need a ban list. We just need better security. Okay, well, security can't completely stop a ball. Second of all, if something happens at a function, you use the avenue that's available to you. 911. I'm sorry, if you put your hand in the sand, I'm going to defend myself, and then we'll let the law take its place. Because first of all, we wouldn't need a ban list if individuals knew how to take care and control themselves at function. And second of all,
Eric,
listen. Yeah. We was at upscale ballroom the other night. I'm gonna use this as an example. Security said, "All right, y'all, it's time to go." People looked at security like he was fucking crazy. He said it again. "All right, y'all, it's time to go." They said they dispersed a little longer. They dispersed a little further. He said, "I've asked y'all three times. It's time to go." Everybody want to act like they are above the law. So guess what ended up happening? He pulled out his cannon mace and he started macing them.
Oh, right.
So you have to realize these motherfuckers feel like they are above the fucking law. I don't give a fuck if you got a full police squad there. If these faggots don't feel like they've got the move or they have to do anything, they're going to do what the fuck they want to do.
And it's the truth.
So security
I don't even like the police, and I don't like what they're about, and I don't like, you know, when the girls call the police, because I don't feel like, you know,
Let me tell you something. I cannot stand the police. My record is longer than Naeema's record. My record is probably longer than anybody's on this song.
Alexis,
I might have you beat, boo. No shade.
Okay,
this is probably turning into a state of emergency, and I want to get on to
some
other things that's happening today.
Right, let's go to this next caller, no shade.
Right.
0462, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Enrique. I just heard my name keep calling. I think people are getting me in
I did. That was our song. I'm sorry.
But that's okay. But I agree about the balance.
How
like
are you?
Hi, everybody doing? Hey, ladies and gentlemen. How's everyone?
What's up, Enrique?
Hey, Enrique.
Hey,
But I think as far as the band list, because I mean, me and Eric talked about this briefly, and I also discussed it with my members of my own house that's also on the board, that you have to fix the loopholes, and it cannot be favoritism, because I think that's the main loophole is favoritism, because
right.
people will conveniently miss voting if they don't agree with the person who's up for voting. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to fix all that bullshit before you can actually get into the main thing, which is to make the ballroom seem better. And you can't make the ballroom seem better if you're watching out for your girlfriend. That just doesn't happen. Like, if shit happens with your girlfriend, you have to penalize them as well. In fact, that would set a better example if you put them on the chopping block, so it lets everybody else know that you can't carry on because this is what happened to them. And that's what seems to be happening.
Thank you, Enrique. I do not want this to turn into a Wednesday night. No, no, no.
Just one last question.
Incoming transmission.
Oh, my God.
All right, 757-735, you're live on the air, and then I'm going to this next topic.
What the hell?
757-735, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling about that ad in the paper.
No, you're not.
In the paper?
Bye, you freaking pervert. Can we talk about this? What house is Milana supposed to be going to? Revlon or which house? Or Ebony?
Okay, well, before we get
wait
into...
Wait a minute, where he going where? The fuck he is?
You know, Tony, if you can call in and clarify, you know, you never really clarified.
There's no clarification.
You just said...
Yeah, no,
the girls are going to gag. Like, he was already in this house, and they chased him out of New York, so he's definitely not coming back here.
Dick is good. Dick's delicious.
24 flavors and nutrition.
Of Ebony, I mean, Revlon or something, call in. Alexis, do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. The only thing I know is that I'm glad that you're gone or something. Let me get the correctly correct lyrics to this.
So happy you're gone.
Yeah, so happy you're gone.
You're gone. Ha, ha, ha.
It's like Dirty Bitch and all this other stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't really feel that as a diss song. I'm sorry. Like, it didn't really give me what
really
I needed.
I couldn't really understand it. I just
me
was
neither.
Going by the beat. Yeah. It was like, hello, Mother Day, hello. Now I can be legendary. You're still not legendary?
God.
Are you serious?
So listen, speaking of y'all brought up the LaQuad earlier. Did y'all get into that Reed session that was going on in the A-list?
A lot of us have put out of the A-list.
A lot of us are banned from the A-list.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I was getting ready to get around to talking to her, honey, but the girls tried to get a slight state of emergency.
So what happened? So is that why they put Janice out of Chanel?
Yeah, because she tried Ava.
Well, girl,
well,
you know,
I'm
girl,
honey.
So Janet Jackson is not a Chanel?
No, they threw her out in the A-list.
Well, girl, you know I'm not one to gossip, and you ain't here for me.
I'm dead.
So if they all team up, if Timpress, Milan, and Janice team up and become Meeklys, they can
you
eat know. It.
Okay.
I'm fucking this, hanging up.
Let this go in the corner.
Yes, God.
More like an Allen.
Somebody
get Naima
off this phone.
Naima.
So
Milan's going to be. Wait a minute, Naima. Meeklys are for the girls. Allen is for the boys.
So Milan's going to be a Meeklys.
Like
so
no,
you,
Milan's going to be an Allen.
So what are you
saying?
He's shaped like a Meekly.
But Naima, what are you saying?
I'm saying I'm about to get my church fan out.
I think she's saying is that Man Eve is going to be an island.
Ooh. I ain't say that.
Because I'm in
Alexis.
Yes.
I'm looking at this cover photo in the official ballroom, and the way you look behind Kelly, like you did not see Miss Thing taking the picture. What happened?
Oh, London shaking the table, bitch.
Well, anyway, what happened was, what's her name? This child had put up a picture. What was his name, Alexis, the con boy?
Rashid Khan.
Who?
The one that used to be a con?
I would think when you barge in with a well anyway, you would know all your tea before you speak it.
Well, I had to pull it up on tea. Go ahead, name. His name was Rashad.
Okay. Well, Rashad Khan had put up a post. And the post was, in so many words, was, you know, giving accolades to season
Karan
Lacroix, was saying that, she's an up-and-coming Hall of Famer for drag space, legendary drag space and stuff like that or whatever. So, you know, other people were, it was a picture of season most recently when she walked the ball in Philly.
Oh, my God, season
walked everybody,
the ball?
Yeah, so everybody, you know, was different people comment under the picture, and they were saying, you know, how nice she looked, they liked the dress, you know, other things like that. So Ava had came in and was like, is this face or are we talking about face or something like that or whatever? Because Ava didn't really know who she was.
Right.
So, you know,
is this
from
the child
there,
ahead on the pink? Wait a minute, Naima. Is this the child ahead on the pink dress?
No.
Okay.
I got the picture hold on, Jason.
So Ava, so that's all Ava said. Ava wasn't being shady. She wasn't trying or nothing like that. So that's all she was saying. So from there, other people started to put their spin on it, and then the con child and Ava got into it because the ex-con child had disrespected Ava. And then Ava, of course, you know, her being a woman who she is, you know, she defended herself and said what she, you know, she had to say. Now, the post was given accolades to Season. Now, she came in after, you know, after a few people had made some comments and started saying some things or whatever like that. She had came in and, you know, she was like, thank you so much, you know, for everybody who had the positive comments and including other people who had negative comments or whatever case may be. She kept it ladylike. She was like, you know, I am, you know, the legend, whatever. Well, anyway, in the midst of all of that, Jarnisa came in there and attacked Ava and was like, girl, who are you, you know, to be talking about anything or whatever like that. She basically came for her. The issue was that how is it that both of y'all, I'm speaking about Johnny's, are both in the same house, and you come for Ava about her opinion, okay, that she made, you know, about a post in an open forum and try this lady like that. To other people who are on the outside of the house of Chanel,
right,
will look at that and be like, well, damn, if she coming for her own house sister,
right,
then, bitch, it must be choice for us to come for her, too, because, you know, X, Y, and Z. So they were going back and forth, you know, with the whole read session. You know, Johnny's was saying spiteful things to Ava. Ava, of course, defending herself or what have you. And, you know, given the rebuttal, then the other people from the House of Lacroix or whatever, like, they came through and they were given their rebuttals and, you know, how they felt about it. So after all of that or whatever, then Country Chanel came in and he was like, listen, you know, y'all need to cut this, okay? Y'all don't need to do this in an open form or whatever because this is giving too much, all right?
Right.
And they, therefore, you know, the two ladies still, you know, engaged or whatever, say what they said. Ava really didn't say really too much or whatever like that. It was just other girls, you know, it was the con child just still, like, going off,
being disrespectful, calling her a man and calling her, you know, I don't see you and fat, calling her fat and all this other, all of this other mess like that.
Oh, my God.
So Country comes back into the post and gives Ruby, listen, okay, I'm saying it again, all right, you know, I don't know who you are. I really don't give a shit who you are, whatever like that. He was talking to the corn child, the corn boy this time. He was like, but you're not going to disrespect my mother, which is Alexis, because Alexis had said a few things, whatever, like that, but then Johnny's wanted to rebuttal to her. And then Country also said that won't nobody disrespect my aunt, okay? So then the corn child, he goes and gets his rebuttal and comes for Country, whatever. He was like, and Country got very, listen, you got the wrong motherfucker one, okay? I'm warning you, and it's the last warning. Well, anyway, Johnny's and Ava, then Ava comes back in. She says, well, you know, she's defending herself. Johnny's comes back in, says, you know, whatever she says to her. The whole purpose that, you know, that she got put out is because one thing that you don't do is you can have a disagreement, you can have a whatever that you want to go through. Like Country said, if y'all want to, all y'all want to read, you can do it in the inbox or you can do it
right
in the Chanel room. But
right,
don't do this here in front of all of these fucking faggots who are non-factors. This is
right
what Country was given. So for you to do that and disrespect Ava, and this is your house sister, in front of these people.
And then
people,
she got smart with him, too, though. She was like, I say what I want to
yes,
say.
Yes, right.
Gonna,
you know, in front of these people, that was total disrespect.
And
therefore,
isn't he
they
the
gave,
father?
They told
that
Johnny,
was disrespectful.
They told Johnny, thanks for reaching out, but your service is no longer needed here.
It work. No shade. That was the, and isn't he the new father or something, or the overall father or something like that? That was disrespectful.
He's not overall. He's Atlanta father.
Okay, well, he's Atlanta. He's still a father figure, and that was disrespectful.
Right.
She should have knew better. It's no shade.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was tired of people telling her what we do. She is her own person. She do what she want to do.
But you know what? I'm not going to comment on this, you know, too much, whatever, because I'm staying out the middle of that. But this is what I thought was just classic and epic for me, honey. If y'all remember this one line, when Janice came in and they first were saying, you know, basically, she's another Chanel. I can't believe you arguing with your own house sister. And it wasn't even a Chanel who said that. It was somebody that I think her name was Shalice Green. She was like, oh, my God, you know, house sisters arguing with house sisters, you know, kumbaya, y'all. And Janice gave very much, who is she and what is she in the house for? Like, basically saying, who is she and what? I couldn't believe she said, who is she and what is she in the house for? So now I'm like, bitch, it don't matter who she is. You see you out and she in, so that's what she in the house for, bitch. I thought that was just so gag nation. She very much said, who is she and what is she in the house for? Like, I don't see her, and who is she again?
That's the same thing that Jackson say when Johnny shows up to their house.
Did y'all play too much?
I can't.
Yeah, she don't fuck with Ava, honey. Ava made my beautiful dresses, honey. Don't come for my sister.
She made that dress you had on a gaggle wing?
Yes, God, Ava made that.
How did I know that?
Yes, God, Ava made that for me, honey. Yes, ma'am. So,
well, all I'm saying is this, you know, I'm not taking nobody Ava's side or anything when I say this or what have you, or anybody's side or whatever, but you know, that A-list room is an open forum or what have you. People may post in it, they may topics, and you know, and but it's for everybody who's in there to comment, you know, say whatever you know they want to say or whatever like that or what have you. Okay. Ava, yeah, she, you know, she walked balls or whatever, but she's a pageant girl, and you know what I'm saying. She's known in the pageant world as well. She's known in the ballroom scene too, but for her to be like, are we talking about face? Are we talking about something here? Whatever, like that. Now, just my opinion. I don't want to be crucified for this. I don't think because she really doesn't know the girls like that in the scene, I don't think she was being shady or catty when she asked the question.
She wasn't being catty or shady. I mean, honestly, I mean, first of all, Season is definitely probably inducted in probably two Hall of Fame somewhere. Honey, it's oldish, and not to be fair to trying it because I love Season. I love reality as well. But those two bitches have been out since the early 90s. I mean, like 93, 94. I mean, they have been out forever. And with that, I don't think she was trying it at all. I think, like you just said, she was not aware of what
they was talking about, whether it was face or whether it was, you know, whatever else the category, whatever they thought, whatever she thought it was about. I really don't think she was trying it. But when everybody else comes to a defense like that and gets on it, and then the actual person comes in and pays it, yeah, this shit should just be dropped from there. I mean, it's
right,
actually
because Ava
in.
Had already said, like, prior, I didn't mean to cut you off, but prior to her walking Candy World, she hadn't even walked the ball, like, in 5 years, I think she said. You know, she put that out there in one of the groups. Like, it's like, she didn't really know who she was. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no shame. Should she be crucified? I mean, at the end of the day, we all, when we walk balls, we're getting judged by somebody. Some people see it, some people don't. Now, I respect this woman or whatever. Yes, she does look nice. Her dress looks nice. She's a Hall of Famer. Okay, kudos. Nobody is saying nothing about that. But if she didn't even get upset, like, why are other people trying
why
to...
Why everybody else
want to
come through,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
let
exactly.
me ask this question. Regardless if you are known for a category or not, if... Say, for instance, Mark is Legendary Vogue Femme, right?
I'm not Legendary Vogue Femme.
Well, I mean, just you've been rocking Vogue Femme for a long time. You understand what I'm saying?
If you just got deemed tonight.
Okay, I just deemed you. Ooh. If you come out and the girls don't see it, regardless if you've been walking since 87, if the girls don't see it, that's their opinion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If
right.
she's in the
right.
Ballroom Hall of Fame and Ava didn't see her face... She just didn't see her face. I mean, there's no other way to look at it.
And then you got to remember, face from back then, and she's drag face. Face
right.
from back then was dramatic. Drag face was dramatic back then. It was very,
right.
you know, what they call the pageant girls. That's what drag face
yeah.
looked like back
get into
then.
That.
Drag
yeah,
face
get into
nowadays,
that get into
you
that
look
mug.
Like a femme queen. Drag face nowadays look like the new femme queens, which is, so a lot of them are very beautiful. But
okay,
it's a different fashion now.
In the group.
It was probably more like it's supposed to be what the art of paint, like how you can transition.
And that's
yeah.
what,
yeah.
And that's
of
what,
a
and that's what season
makeup.
Right.
And that's what Caesar's in reality
right.
was the art of paint. Right. You know, no one's saying that Caesar is not face. No one is
right.
saying that. Because she definitely has mastered and is a master in her category. But it was just the whole thing of, you know, the girls just took, you know how to, what the girls get. They just took it and they put their spin on it. My whole thing is Caesar wasn't offended. If the post was about Caesar. And therefore, I felt as though, like Country said, Caesar should have been the one, if Caesar felt some type of way, to address Ava or whoever else. Caesar didn't even address Ava. All she said was thank you so much for everybody for the positive comments, and thank you so much for the negative ones or whatever the case may be. But yes, I am a legend in my category, you know, stuff like that, and I am a Hall of Famer.
And if I'm not mistaken, yes,
right,
if I'm not mistaken, I'm the first Hall of Famer. And she told Ava, I mean, and like I left, you don't see it, meet me at the back of the runway. I mean, that's the
right.
competition.
And right, and Caesar kept it very, she kept it very professional, and she wasn't nasty, she wasn't smart, she wasn't belligerent, she wasn't trying or nothing like that. So therefore, the peanut galleries in the background, they could have did without.
Well, they're
right.
all double peanut gallery. They should have left
Stinking
it right there when
the
she
whole
said,
goddamn
if you,
post with
no,
their breath.
No, when she said, if you don't see it, meet me at the back of the runway, now that's over. That's over. I love that.
That's old
right.
school. That's how you do. Now,
mm-hmm.
this shit
that
they got
exactly.
going on nowadays, all of this fighting and boosting, that shit, that, I mean, it happened back then because some of the girls got knocked. I mean, i.e. Monique and i.e. JoJo. I mean, the girls got Miss Peachy as well.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
So, breaking news, JR and Hot ATL will be making an appearance on tomorrow night's show to speak about, you know, the stuff between Naima and Monique and, you know,
ooh.
Just their lives and the fight and everything overall. So
that is a form of emergency. Why we didn't get for the toothpick?
I
will be at work. I got to put Miss Mary to bed ass quick.
Honey, with JR on the motherfucking line, bitch, it's always a state of emergency. Get that whore on the line.
Can't wait till tomorrow night.
I was going to be,
What the fuck is that? Who's turning the mail?
And next week on London's Tea Party, we're going to have an exclusive interview with Janice Devereaux.
I'm going to take the night off. I want you to give it to me, Jiggy Jai. Give it to me, Jiggy Jai.
Honey, I got to start preparing my turkey for Thanksgiving a whole 2 weeks ahead. I'm going to use that night to start doing what I got to do.
Yeah, me too. Yes,
well,
I'm fixing turkey wings. I'm not going to fix a whole turkey.
Bitch, if y'all want a, if y'all want a juicy turkey, I can make a
maybe
juicy turkey with no dry parts.
Speaking of juicy turkeys, Maya, you're live on the air.
That ain't juicy. That shit is goddamn got cobwebs on it. Dry as a damn Sahara.
So are we going to talk about the North? Are we going to talk about Nordstrom?
Yeah, we should.
Right. So no wonder why the juice room has been so empty like a desert. Because the main members...
on the news. I want to see
the main
that,
members are on trial right now.
So who are the main members? Who are the main members?
Maya, what is this about from the shitting on the car?
What's she in again? Naima and Alexis, you know them guys. You know Dante Hayden and...
Oh, Dante Hayden? Wait a minute, Dante, is that Mizrahi?
Right,
is that Dante Mizrahi, Dante Hayden?
No.
Because some of them names sound familiar. And some of them pictures.
They're on
too.
My friends list.
I need to hear
the tea that Maya has. It's a little bit of tea. It's pretty much, you know, Faith should have done Selena while they were having a three-way with the client. And I think...
And
I'm guessing that client was you, Maya.
Wait a minute. Wait, bring that back. Maya, you said Faith and Selena calling?
Yeah.
Oh, bitch.
I wonder who. Never mind.
So Naima, is that true tea? Are they okay?
Who?
Dante and Pharaoh.
Yeah, Dante is fine. If you like, I talked to him earlier. You know, he said he wasn't coming on or whatever because he said he felt as though he didn't have to dignify anybody with an answer or a rebuttal of anything. He said, plus it was old.
Dante Hayden. Oh, bitch.
He said the information.
Right.
I missed something.
But can a bitch get a piece for a ball or something? Like?
Honey, Dante's not going to get on here and carry. He's not going to do it. It's old information.
Wait, I missed what y'all said.
So where did the detectives get the House of Ebony being a
probably from some probably from someone else, whoever it was that was snitching or that was telling or something like that. Probably from you know, because it was you see all the people that was in it, so it probably was other people.
I'm gonna tell you one thing about the feds, and I know firsthand. They are people that if they can find one to roll over on the rest, they only need that one. So once that one roll over, it's over. It don't matter who was involved. All they need is one person to roll over on everybody else, and that one person takes it for everybody. So they really don't need no more. Once they get one, and if they got one, and if they was able to get Dante and the rest of them, one of them rolled over on the other.
And then they got one of the houses. They got Ebony. Ebony is all over here, like Ebony.
Oh, bitch, is our house? No.
Yeah, well.
Can we talk about what we're talking about? I mean, goddamn, what are
we talking about?
We're
talking about the shit that's all over the internet with the fraud, the shit from Nordstrom.
Right.
You ain't seen all of that?
No, because not the $3 million ID boy. Because I tried to click on that link and it is not showing no video.
No, that's something different.
So Naima, you said that's old news. So how old is that article?
Well,
October 5th.
No, well here's the thing. They rehashed that article back up, but Dante been his. He's clear. All of that. His charges is clear. You know what? That information that y'all reading now is just the feds or just or somebody that just rehashed it up again and is, you know, and trying to make it surface or what he not trying to make it surface, but made it surface again. But Dante has
when
already.
When you talk, I hear it. Oh,
you girl.
You know what?
Naima, basically, what the want was for is that you can't defend the House of Ebony because you're in the House of Ebony.
No, I'm just saying, y'all talking about Dante, I'm just saying that he already is cleared. He already went through whatever. That's why I said it's old. This happened long ago. Oh, y'all, you know what? All right.
Oh,
y'all ain't doing nothing else.
Naima.
Don't
ask me nothing else. I'm done. You know, y'all go, y'all die. Y'all not gonna do this now.
That was the key. I can't with that.
So what, at least it wasn't a queen who got that $3 million.
Ooh, I missed that.
Ooh, one of my a person in my inbox said, and 9 times out of 10, the person who snitched is the person who never been in trouble with the law.
That's true too. Or at least they won't be. They'll be cleared of all charges of that.
No, they won't. They gonna still get it.
I.e. Marcus.
The table is shaking, bitch. The leg is loose. I'm leaving.
Oh my God, my whole house is shaking.
Let me get my church fingers and my finger out. Get ready, honey.
Grabs Nicole's church finger when you.
Okay.
Honestly, you know what? That if they board up charges and the shit is over, it probably is a couple of months old. It take a while for trial to be over. You got to get a trial with shit like that. You can't just indict people and then turn around and say that this happened October 5th. It definitely happened like back in June, July, because the trial takes about that long.
No, this is the most wonderful time of the year.
It's beginning to look good.
I'm actually calling.
Like, there's blink in here, honey.
It's lovely in Chicago this time.
Yeah.
And we have a caller, 704-907. You're live on the air.
London, don't be ringing my name up with no shit like that. If you read the article very
what's
well.
What's your name, sweetie?
This is Marcus.
What's Marcus?
But as I said, if you read
the
article,
like that,
you should be able to tell.
When I read the article, I could have sworn I seen your name, but...
No, bitch, you didn't see my motherfucking bitch. Don't go there.
But no, you could have been the bitch who said that, you know...
Well, back to the point, if you read the article very well, one person pled guilty and got 6 years. Okay, that seems like a lot of time. One person pled guilty and got 9 months.
John. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then one person who had a very small role in it got community service, which is understood. They didn't really do anything. So based on that, who do you think was cooperating?
Community service.
No, actually, no, because the community service person could have been somebody who never had a charge.
Anyway, they only charged him with the misdemeanor, so he kind of got, and he had to repay, you know, all the money. So, you know, basically, you know, read all of for clarity. Who gets charged with 3, 4, 5 felonies and you get 9 months? A convicted felon. A multiple convicted felon.
Oh, yeah, that's a snitcher.
But Marcus, did you have to pay for everything you did?
Who? Yes, I did. $527.21 plus a $10,000 lawyer to get a deal as such.
John,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Jingleheimer's
here. Kelly was getting the trips to the transvestite bar.
His name is
So wait. They all stole from Kruger. They stole from Giant Eagle. Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, Staples, Office Max, and TJ Maxx?
Allegedly.
Wait a minute. See, I'm just going to pay that the man said that y'all was living this lifestyle to go to trips to transvestite balls because y'all don't work, y'all don't have jobs, and this is how y'all supported yourselves.
Oh,
what
my God,
fuck
who
is
that?
Don't
mind
you.
If y'all read the article, don't y'all think that the government wouldn't have found all of that out? There had to be somebody who was
Does someone have a pet monkey?
Is somebody killing a chihuahua?
Somebody is going the fuck off. Why? I don't know.
Who is killing a poodle?
Oh, my God. It's giving me a headache.
Okay.
Does someone have a sloth back there?
Oh, my Lord. After the House of Ebony, the statements were made to the police. The proceeds were used to pay for their lifestyle in the House of Ebony. Lord, child.
That is not true.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the article said. You need to take yourself with a sis in Hamilton County.
That's why I left my boyfriend in the first place. Now I done came back, told him he's beating the fuck out of my goddamn dog. I'm going to throw him over the fucking stairs.
Wait,
that was your dog being beat? Bitch.
No, we muted Marcus, and that was Marcus's phone. I think he's his phone.
Okay.
By monkeys.
Oh.
Bitch.
I'm going to need to read that article again.
Yes, because I'm not even really reading it, but what I'm gagging at is how they said Nordstrom has the quality of clothes that they like to wear to these balls because they don't work, they don't have jobs, and this is how they supported themselves
by making money off of Nordstrom.
They said making money off Nordstrom was used to support their lifestyles and trips to transvestite balls.
Well, somebody had to tell them all of that.
Exactly. The snitch.
Wait a minute. That came straight from a queen.
That came straight from a snitch.
Wait a minute. So all the transvestites wear these balls? I mean, what do they mean?
Well, actually, in all fairness, balls were catered to femme queens first.
Drag queens, that is not what they meant.
That is not what they meant. And you know, I wonder what everyone thinks about us. They think we beat the shit out of dogs, J-Rock. you know, they think we just go steal shit. They think we go to these transvestite events, right?
Because we don't work and we don't have jobs.
That's what we do. I mean, honestly, if they go on YouTube to look up a transvestite ball or just say ball, whatever, and somebody gives them a name, they're going to see a fight. So, I mean, yeah, it's the truth.
They took it back to Paris's burning days.
No, honey, they took it back to the motherfucking Rampage, bitch.
Wait a minute. They said the House of Ebony is seldom housed in physical buildings. The House of Ebony and other houses serve as chapters, just basically for paying dues for people to meet. What kind of shit? Like, you know, this is somebody.
Somebody told all the tea.
Right, I got tea. You know, they were arrested in Atlanta, right? So I got to see that they were talking about the drag shows. They were thinking the drag shows were the balls. So they called it
drag. Oh, the pageants.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Keith.
Wait a minute. They tried to reach y'all and y'all wouldn't. They said messages left with the House of Ebony were in return. So y'all didn't want to comment to the...
No, we wasn't commenting on that motherfucking shit. No comment.
So they were they called Stewart and everything?
Well, child, honey, if they called Stewart, they would have got red, honey, fiercely. It don't matter who to call that phone. So good luck to the feds and the cops.
No. But this is a touchy, emotional subject for Naima, so.
I just got one thing to say.
Hold up, babe. We're not even going to motherfucking go there with my house, honey, because if I'm not motherfucking mistaken, it's a lot of legendary girls up behind the pen right now. Okay, let's not do that.
Who?
I missed
$1,000 at Kroger's.
Sit down, love.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, girl.
Did you hear?
Wait, is it like a lot of it's a lot of shows that's locked up, though. It is.
See, I don't know about all that. All I know is...
Mind you, the Ebonys are giving the beat to the motherfucking reporters, and the girls are still sitting behind the cage.
Just Chanel. Oh,
girl, Naima, honey. It ain't no Chanel, girl. Call them out, point them out. Honey, where's that?
Hold on, Jason. The girls are trying to throw rocks and hide their hands. But let me explain something to every motherfucker on this goddamn phone. These motherfucking, you know what? I'm not reading it.
You know what, Alexis? Do not read my house because we're not reading the Chanel.
I'm a
brand. That is Naima saying.
No, yeah. You know I'm over here, kid.
It's very much not just the house of Chanel, honey, because I know a lot of the Melons and a lot of other girls, honey, that are not here with us. And that's not because they're dead.
Hey, but let's see. Well,
he's in the running because he's the only founder that's locked up.
All I can say is London bridges are not falling down.
You bitches better bring it because the Revlon's in the building.
On that note, I'm gonna call it a good night.
I love it, honey. Yes, honey.
On your live on the air.
LOS. Okay.
Pass on your live on the air.
You bitches better break it, cause the rap block in the bit. That
404-254, you're live on the air.
Yeah, calling about that
egg. Do you get fucked?
I'm dead. I'm dead.
516-280, you're live on the bloody air.
Just listening.
Oh.
Come the hell fuck.
Like you were asleep.
Call. We're in the building. Call. Bitch, you split.
Caller, you had to just press 1. Why did you press 1?
What?
And now we act dumb.
Get on board the gray space coaster.
Give me a hole.
Cora, say it one time.
That's
not like
Dexter.
Is
that not Danny? Is that Dexter?
Give me a hole, please.
Dexter, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Put me on hold.
Oh, Naima, you called that man out like that. He should spank you.
It's been a long time coming. How are you?
I'm great.
Yes,
that's
Danny.
Lovely. Thank you for tuning in.
Don't worry, Dexter. We know why you're here. It's okay. We know. We got it. Don't worry.
No need. 404-254. I think I just said your number.
Yeah, you had hung me up. My dog had did that by mistake. I wasn't.
Your dog?
What?
So your dog
my
is
my
gay.
My pickles out.
What is
she
going on
today
with the dogs tonight?
Bring
I have a good dog. My dog's a well trained.
Let me tell you something.
Your dog is a client. Your dogs
are all trained to press 1.
They might be. They make money. If they do, if they are clients.
Ooh.
Your
dog is
a
client. Who
the fuck is that, Jason?
Ooh. Is that Hassan?
Yes, Hassan.
Hassan, bring your dog to J-Rock
house. Hassan, what the? Hassan, what?
Say what? Hassan Ahmad, sweetie.
Wait a minute, you said your dog's a client.
Hassan, do not get up on here and come
back. I'm not about to get into anything because I slap bitches. I don't go through all that shit.
Hassan!
Now you another one want to get out here and disrespect
the female. Oh, so now we're talking about Ben fucking Les.
No, I'm fine. I'm a sweetheart. I don't have no enemies. I'm too old for that shit. I
have to trade beat you and your dogs up. Fuck that.
You're not going to try my dog.
she'll bring your dog J-Rock now.
Honey, I don't know, brother.
I'm not going to do that. You know what? Honestly, my dogs ain't bad. It's just, the Rottweiler bad, but the Pekingese, she could. She could.
Is that that big dog you got?
Wait a minute,
yeah,
you got a Rottweiler and
a
Pekingese. You don't be thinking that Rottweiler going to eat the Pekingese dog?
No. That's her daughter.
I would be stoned down in my house looking at both of them like, oh, my God, she's going to eat her. Like, I'll be
Wait, we have a caller. 213-219, you're live on the air. 213-219, you're live on the air.
Where's J-Rock?
Oh, I'm right here.
What kind of dog you got?
A Maltese poo.
Oh, no, y'all got some little ass dogs. I'm some vicious bitches.
Why you was beating her like that?
Bitch, I was not beating my dog.
What was she doing?
The knee bitch. Really going to turn. The knee bitch. You make
it 213-219, you're back live on the air.
Really?
Right.
Ooh, hold on, y'all.
That's the lake. But I got a message over about some overall Mother Sanaya blink, overall Father Caesar blink. I get like that's going to be over. Who else would you like to pair up and be overall mothers and father dynamic duo team?
That's what they want to know. Who do we think would be a dynamic duo team?
Yeah.
I would say, I got to get back to
a
you.
A team of what?
A mother and a father, two over mothers and father. What would be the dynamic team for you for a mother and a father?
All the old ones that was overall parents before.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. I'm glad you said that.
I'm going to say overall Kelly Mizrahi and overall Milan would make a good mother and father.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a
clash of the titans.
I would say, actually, the two who I probably remember, not remember like that, but like from the back in the day, rest in peace, Angie and Hector. I think that was the most satisfying to me at that point was like really over as a mother and a father.
Mm-mm. I would have to say Kadana, what's her name? The mother here.
Jasmine?
What's her name? Erica. What's her name?
Jasmine?
Yeah, I had to say them too.
I would have to say London and Maya.
Maya has to be the overall father.
No shame.
But
I'd rather be,
you know, joined with Eunice Cleopatra.
Ooh.
I think Stuart and Sanaya would a nasty couple.
Who?
Stuart and Sanaya.
Oh, bitch, that'd be a motherfucking vicious couple.
Jahad and Sanaya.
Jahad and Sanaya. Oh, yeah, damn.
A-G-A, Balenciaga.
Yeah. I say the red ones back then. It was Danielle
Naima,
and Tony.
Why are you doing all these house
chants? You said, why am I what?
Why are you doing all these house chants?
The reason why I'm doing it is because you bitches better bring it to the Revlon's into business. Get to the Revlon's into business. That's why I'm doing it, honey.
Somebody mute her.
That's why you doing what?
Someone just said that you do it because you do it at home when you don't go to balls. You chant for everyone.
No. You probably said that, Miss Lundy. You better keep it e-clog with Unden Log. Don't ice log on my ice log, Miss Unden Log.
I'm dead.
All right, you're going to have father calling.
But no, I got the perfect dynamic duo, Naima. Blank. I don't know what house she's in. And Nicola Meekly would be the ultimate. Mother, internet overall mother, and internet father mother.
I'm dying. Here. Jason Bridge and Nicole Unabella.
You know what? Put J Rock on mute.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
You missed it.
I think Bishop and Nicole Unabella would be a dynamic duo.
Ooh, bitch, that will be fierce and done. That house will get beat every ball. And I ain't talking about in category.
Alexis and Harold would be a dynamic duo, too.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think Alexis would probably just take over.
Why would you say that, Mark?
Oh, never mind. We on the air still? Oh, shit.
We're still on the air.
So you're saying Alexis will wear more of the pants?
London?
Alexis definitely won't be wearing no pants, honey. Oh, no.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Naima.
I was getting ready to make a nice comment and say that you are the softest side of seasoning. Don't I drug on my eye call, Mr. Alexis.
Wait a minute. Somebody missing. Shouldn't the three of y'all be getting ready for Vogue night?
Ooh.
The Vogue nights, I got a nice.
Yes, go ahead and go, Alexis, so I can see
And if they can put their creative differences aside, I think Mother Daphne Rahi and Daphne Couture could be a ultimate dynamic duo.
Oh, my God. London, you tried that.
That would be a nasty dynamic duo, right? Come on, Cricket. I know there's girls out there that's, nodding like, yeah, it would be, yeah.
No, they're not nodding.
Love it, please.
Why is it so crooked?
Mm-hmm.
That was seriously one of my choices. Now, come on.
Are your bills piling up?
speaking of Vogue nights, did you see how Ricky read the shit out of Kelly's tire?
No, I didn't see that video.
Ricky read what? What did he read?
Kelly's tires. Wait, look at those tires. Naima, did you see the video? Who said they were there?
You said what? So what video?
Of Ricky Reed and Kelly tires.
Ricky reading who? Kelly? Oh, reading
Kelly.
The tires. Oh, you talking about the aftermath. If I had seen that. Oh, that's when he was at the Sully. Oh, Ricky. Mm-hmm. I seen that the other day. He is crazy.
Oh, London.
Yeah.
London. The tires went on her car?
Milan said at this present time, yes, he is still Cole overall father.
Come on, you can't be not after that diss song.
He said, I'm sorry not to use the word cold, though, no shade. Just call me overall father blonde without the toe.
Oh, so maybe
so
it was Camara.
P-R-O-V.
Camara?
So he's not
why would they want to put him out? He's already going to jail, they say.
Ooh.
Well, you know what? Put that out there, though. He said it himself.
Right, yeah, take the co out due to environmental differences.
Due to freedom.
So then it's not true. Temperance is still mother.
She still got
that.
Yeah,
that's about
you're
right.
Yeah,
that's
you're
right. Maybe a souvenir in the house's, you know, cabinet. But
congratulations, sweetie. You're still employed.
Ooh, not congratulations, sweetie. You're still employed.
Why is she singing? Why is she doing house tunes?
Groovy.
I catch it, but I'm just going to be quiet.
Right, exactly. I know what it is, too. That's why I'm cracking the fuck up.
I know.
Naima, that mouth, bitch.
Chanel. Go ahead, Tiffany. Give us the Chanel chant, bitch.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, girl.
Pay
it like a legend, girl.
Miz, oh, wait a minute. They might try to, you know. Okay, yeah.
They might try to what?
You know, they might try to send the horn on me, honey.
It's just yeah, being a bridge.
What happened?
It's just being a bridge.
Subscribe to Audio Artifacts, honey. You want to see more? That's the only way to go. Okay, I'm out of here. No, where you going? No, look at that flyer.
They say pump your tires.
Oh, shit.
What did you say, pump your tires?
He said, oh, my God, look at your tires.
Ricky is a mess. He was a key, bitch. I could not stop laughing at him.
No, that motherfucker, and that bitch is a key.
We have a caller, and then we have Maya. 213-219 live on
air. I was being called a maggot, dirty. No, he said he's been called, every time he's been to Crystal Street, he's been called a faggot, dog, popper, bitch, bottom, whore, slut, and all of the negative.
Who? Who got called? Who, girl?
Only
she
I
knows
ever
you
know
one.
That's
what they
know that. I love him and still crazy in love with him. I know I used to be a deep. I know I used to do drugs, man, such as coke.
This thing
you
still do drugs.
I still smoke weed.
She's high now.
No, she's reading something.
Pain in my heart, in my brain. There's a pain in my brain. Yeah.
What?
You ever killed your son with pain?
Wait, I hope this is not a suicide letter. Please don't let it be that. What's that? Sweetie, are you still there? Are you okay?
Honey, when did you
Paula,
get out of
213-219.
I'm finished.
Only y'all listen to it. Only y'all.
Who knows? We can hang up on her. She has other girls. If she's going to kill herself, other girls will stop her. Fuck it. Maya, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, what?
So, being that we're going to be the mother and father, you're the father, correct?
No, we all know what you have between your legs, Maya.
Sweetie, your baritone voice. Yeah.
That comes from years in the cotton field, the cotton getting in my throat.
You know, the
no,
butchers,
there's
they always wear short cuts, and you know, your short Jericho cut.
Yeah.
Not the Jerry Crow, Maya.
Not a short.
Lord.
Maya, stay right there. We have another private caller, one of your girls. Private.
Hello.
Hello. Sweetie, you sound like you just came out of the closet, sweetie.
It's really a little. I'm trying to catch a cab all night, and there's no cabs available. I want to know if she carried me on her back.
What? Did she carry you on her back?
Who you want to carry
on
your back?
You want
to carry
somebody on your back?
I want to carry me on her back.
Oh, you want somebody to carry your business?
Kelly's not even on here tonight, but if you send for Mother, she will come, honey. Now, do you want her?
I don't want Mother to come. Kelly, I want that
favorite car.
What? You said you're a mule.
Lord.
Right, I'm wondering if her throat can carry that voice for any longer.
Hold
that
my
voice,
mule while I
honey,
shout.
That voice belongs to my cat.
Maya, how do you get to Bulls? Do you take the Underground Railroad or what?
No, I just settle up on my cattle.
Not on the cattle.
My cattle, yeah.
She rides the caboose. We have the caboose. Like sugar every bitch.
You be throwing the chocolate. She be throwing the chocolate onto the damn railroad.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't laughed as hard in so long.
Has Ron called in lately?
So, are we?
We going down to the juke joint, honey.
Has Trayvon called in lately?
No,
he hasn't called in since Bishop told him
put his hands in his pocket.
Hands in his pocket.
Well, please stop saying that name before they get the urge to call in and push a run.
No, he ain't gonna go fucking here.
No, Sanchez and Nana.
We're doing a dynamic duo, mother and father.
Candyman.
That is the name that shall not be spoken like on fucking Harry Potter, Voldemort. He who not shall
Ooh,
be named.
Sanchez
honey.
And Nana.
No,
Voldemort.
Okay, well, it's 1:58, so anybody who's listening at the computer, if y'all want to call in and still keep with us and everything, y'all need to call in now. It's 1:58. Call in now if y'all want to, listen to the rest of the show. If not, everybody who's listening from the computer, y'all have yourselves a good night, and thank you for listening with us and chilling with us and keying with us, and we'll see y'all tomorrow. Not too much.
Naima, bitch, you be sounding like
Thank you, Naima. And don't forget the state of emergency show tomorrow night. But, Maya, we are still doing the dynamic duos. And don't say I'm Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King.
No, I have one better, so everyone will still have to keep their coins in their pocket. For the mother would be Overa Ashley Einhorn. And for the father.
And?
Oh, we're doing two mother, the mother and father.
Mother and father.
Mother and father.
Y'all missed the
Maya, what?
Categories,
Maya,
so they
what?
Say you're giving hermaphrodites. Hermaphrodites.
I still
so want to
know why we
got
to keep out. Wait a minute. Tell me, I need to know. Maya, why we got to keep our hands in our pocket for Ashley Icon? I don't understand.
No, I never said keep your hands in your pocket. I
she said keep
your
coin in
your
pocket.
Your coins.
Oh, well, why we got to do that?
I want to keep my coins in my pocket. What you talking about?
Jason,
my lovely son, this is before your time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Ashley Icon and who's your father?
I would have to say you have to do Ivernian.
Ooh, Ivernian shit. And Ashley?
Yeah.
It sounds like ain't no dudes gonna be kept in the house
right.
If you ask me.
Two mothers won't work.
Well, they do accept green dots.
One of the people in the chat room said, "What was the big deal with the Legends getting chopped for Vogue Femme?"
Where at? What's in the name?
I guess so.
Well, where did they get chopped though? We don't know where they got chopped. We can't. Well, I mean, Legends do get chopped for Vogue Femme, but I mean, like,
I think the only person that got chopped was contestant Pretty Status. The Jet solidified that.
But why don't they just go ahead and let that child be legendary? Now, why are they going to just leave? Why don't they just leave that child alone and just let her be legendary, honey? She done battled all the girls. What does it make
right.
a difference?
Right. Sp- speaking of what's in a name and what was said on the mic, why do 14-year-old children have 11-inch pieces or longer?
What the hell?
Did you guys not catch what
Wait a minute. Who in the hell would want to know if a 14-year-old had a long piece?
Well, Jack said on the mic that you can get paid if you were born in the 1998 to 2004 era. You can get paid if you have a long cock.
You might have been say 88.
I'm not
going to
touch
away.
That because I was getting ready to say something, but I'm not.
Well, what are you going
to do? Say because you heard it too, right?
I'm not going to touch that.
Wait a minute, what?
Well, Naima, just know you're disqualified.
So the girls are pulling trafficking teeth?
So the girls are advertising. I don't know what.
Wait, that's crazy. 14 years old, really?
Yeah.
You know the girls don't care, honey. Nowadays, long as
Alexis,
it's cock
did you hear that? Did you hear that when you were there? Did you hear it over the mic?
It was something about some pretty boys. The fact is that it was said that parents who did crack within the 90s and early 2000s, their mother did crack. They were known to have over 10 inches. So if you had over 10 inches, they were supposed to be paying you, or something Jack was saying.
But you were 14. You would be 14 years old. So who's looking at your pee-pee?
Right, at 14, at 1998 era, 2000 era either.
So basically,
it's like this. If you got a big dick and you're 14, between the ages of 14, but basically 11 to 14, you got a big dick, your mother was a crackhead.
No, 16. 1998? Think about it.
1998 would be 14.
Right.
It's 2012.
So crackhead women who had babies born within that certain age, because they did cracks, the boys were born with big dicks.
Yeah, and they will be 14 fucking years old.
Where the fuck did he get that scientific information from?
But,
maybe
you know,
I was boggled
because it was mentioned at a ball, like, what 14-year-olds are going to be in the building? Born in the crack era.
I need to see that clip. What ball was this?
I think he was just being
funny. I think it was pretty boy category.
It was in
the
pretty boy category.
The name pool.
I think he was just being
funny. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Well,
I just got one thing to say.
Dick is good. Dick's delicious. 24 flavors and nutritious. Take it in your butt.
That's not what I was going to say. Moment.
Anyway, you have
that
it. It's a nice little snack.
That is a chant. That's an old school chant.
But that chant don't sound right at this present moment.
I know it don't sound right. It's an old school chant.
Well, Dick is good and Dick's delicious. 24 flavors. I mean, look at.
Yes.
Long cracky dicks are good and delicious.
Not cracky.
A big fat bitch in a basket.
What?
Yeah. Naima, something wrong with you.
No.
Naima, I pray for you.
So I downloaded My Vista app today on my cell phone.
Oh God!
Oh God! Videos of Naima up soon. My new room is coming. Lovely tea.
you will never get any type of videos of me, honey.
Wait a minute. I've never even been on this site. What is this, like, amateur videos?
No, I mean, it's any video? Type of videos. Your amateur videos or regular videos, you know, or if you want to, you know, be nasty,
so they got
you know.
Music videos on my Instagram?
Yeah, it's music
yeah.
videos on it. It's everything on
it. Yeah, all kinds. When you go to my Vidster, it's just a regular video, you know, like YouTube, whatever. But when you go to the top right corner, it'll say family filter. As soon as you hit that family filter and it says, are you above 18? Yes. Everything on there is
gay. Check the girls out.
J-Walk, I mean, no shade, brother. I wasn't really looking for the itinerary thread. But
I
at the same time,
drinking wine.
The only time I see my visits when I see a clip of in the group or I see somebody's video. It's a porn.
What is
right.
Jasmine's State of Emergency show supposed to be about tomorrow?
It's about
it's
the
about JR and that boy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That was the breaking
yeah,
news.
Yeah, it's
that's
supposed to be about.
You was
JR
over there smoking
and,
that blunt. If you wasn't smoking that blunt, you'd have heard what we was talking about.
Why, if you wasn't in everyone's house, you would have known what we were talking about.
You know, between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, Jasmine always makes an appearance, or she sends over what the state of emergency is about. So when breaking news came through,
oh, so y'all say it really is about them tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes, Naima. So you better call in so you can tell your side of the story.
Yeah, because they put your name in it, girl.
Yeah,
Naima.
It was very unladylike, girl, how you got up there, girl, just chiming in on the bandwagon, girl, just trying to put all your business out there, what you done deal with that man, girl. You had no clue, honey, as a lady.
Girl, it ain't the first
time. I was shocked and appalled.
It ain't the first time. I'm not trying to be serious, but the girls, Ella, that's the first time Naima has said something
right,
like
it's
that.
It's really not. Naima does that a lot. She just doesn't.
She will say in a heartbeat she will fuck the churn.
And in defense of my sister,
she said it. She says it all the time, but honey, how she just said how at first he couldn't take her foot long, then she opened him up and put that all in there.
No, I
didn't
be all
in.
That's
honey,
you know
that
recap
mess,
is just nasty. That was
a
nasty.
Oh my God.
But I thought you were a changed woman. I thought you were Evangelist Naima now.
Well. She did say,
the,
she did
Neo
now she does say that she lays
mind,
hands now.
I do. I lay hands and I heal the sick. Honey,
she did
I
say
it.
I touch and I agree.
What? So now you're to Jesus?
That dude had to turn Naima or something, because y'all know Naima will get shut. She will get muted. She will get kicked off the radio show. You remember, she don't never play fair. Every time we try to spill the tea, she never ever spills the tea. She'll
no,
say,
she doesn't. That's why she.
And Naima, someone just sent me an inbox and said those are construction worker hands you're talking about.
Oh damn!
I know somebody else with hands out there.
Oh. I wouldn't know about no construction worker hands, honey.
Naima, somebody tell me that your feet are a key.
Hello.
You said my feet is a real what?
Somebody said your feet is a key, and those shoes you try to put on to cover them up are a key. Bless you, don't
worry.
They don't know me. They don't know me because my feet are definitely not a key. And whoever said that to you, if I think it is who I think it is, honey, we definitely can sit on this phone and talk about some motherfucker eat frogs, honey.
Oh, my.
Not the feet, though.
I'm pretty sure they have a set of hooks over there themselves. So is your feet not big? Your feet aren't big, Naima? What happened?
So your feet aren't like a size 12, 11?
No.
No? What?
No.
Like a what? Do you squeeze like a 9, 8?
Not squeeze?
No, they said Naima, had on red heels.
How can
they
you have
said,
a 5 dollar foot long in like a size 5?
Yeah, what you said in the background? They said that Naima had on red heels and it looked at like Ronald McDonald.
I quit. I don't want to play no more. I quit. I ain't playing. I'm not
that's
playing.
They told me. That's they told me. And, you know, I defended you. I was all over it. Like, don't try.
Wait a minute. Not the McDonald's shoes?
Wait. They said her toes gave you children of the corn. I'm hurting.
Y'all is so fierce.
Mm-mm.
Well, I
in the words of my sister Naima,
hold on. If my feet are giving children of the corn, well, remember that when you come over to my house and I make a dinner and we're having cream corn, because that'll be the
ew.
Corn that will come off those feet.
Oh, that's that dino in the living color you are carrying.
Now, y'all want to carry, honey. Let's talk about the corn. Whoever said it, tell them I don't appreciate going over to their house and I asked their mother, what do we have for dinner? And she jumped up on the table, opened up them legs and said, crabs. I don't appreciate that either.
Oh,
that was an old school.
Jumped on the table and cocked open her legs. I'm hanging up.
It's not funny.
Girl, don't read me. You better keep it cute over there, Miss Alexis. Girl, don't you got to go to school in the morning?
Wait a minute, Alexis. No.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even say nothing.
Oh, no.
You look so good. Her roots are straight and everything.
Because, you know, Miss Alexis, honey, she got a couple of wands over there. And she like to take out every now and then, honey, and dust them off.
Naima, that wasn't nice. That girl, that lady gave you a nice recipe for baked spaghetti. She wouldn't do no. She wouldn't do nothing like that.
Yes, she would.
That's why I would, Jason, but I don't do it every time.
She said, actually, I would.
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit.
So, don't try it.
I don't know what to say other than there ain't never been nobody that told me my foot long was too long.
Okay.
Not the remix.
Okay.
He brought back the remix.
No, not enough. Bishop said it wasn't enough. He needed 12 and a half.
Oh. Oh, Lord. He said he needed 12 and a half.
Stand clear to close the doors, honey.
I don't even take 12 and a half. Oh, fuck.
Them walls are stretched farther than the Great Walls of China, bitch.
Ooh. Okay.
Hello down there.
Oh,
it is a fucking echo.
Ow.
Okay, the tunnel.
Yes, Naima, he needs you and two more people.
Child.
They said they went in there and pulled out a couple of people. I was left behind.
Pulled out some midgets.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it was like a clown car.
Not a clown car.
Bitch. Why would she say clown car? I heard the music of Benny Hill in my head.
Okay.
No, and then I heard.
It's just everybody. Bitch, we've been stuck here for years.
Pulling that intestine out, honey.
It's like poltergeist, bitch. That's bad.
Take the intestine out and jump rope with it.
Bitch, after all that, how do you enjoy sex, bitch? You would just have to get, like, a dick and a stick at the same time.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you one thing. It's this child. Yes. I happened to come across this one video, and the child, you know, it was just him by himself or whatever, and he was putting all types of objects in there. He was sticking his hand, a fist, and everything in there, and she just had no wall. It's just like, she was an all white man. I looked at her, and I was just like, bitch, I know when you pass gas, you don't even hear it.
Everybody else hears it.
Yes, you do. Yes,
no,
you do. Because when you have walls, your fart sounds like this. When you don't have walls, it sounds like this.
Well, Miss May had this giant. I forgot. I think the video was titled Elephant Dick or Horse Dick or something, whatever it was. But the thing was just big. It was just abnormally big. And I was just like, okay. And
was it
she,
that white child that sucked that King Kong dildo up their ass?
It was real, but the child was real skinny. It was real, real long, the dildo. You could see it in the stomach. And the music that started playing, as soon as he put it in there, it was an instant key. Because as soon as he put it in there, the music started playing. It was like this old country music. And the song was called The Ring of Fire. You know, the old country song, and it burns, burns, burns in the ring of fire. And it goes over and over like that, bitch. And the music was fast, kind of reminds you of the Benny Hill, bitch. And he was just weighing himself. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, it was
I would not sit through. Is that the one? Is that the one that put it all the way up in there and then let it go? And said,
yeah,
oh,
and you could see it in his stomach. That shit was scary.
It was
hell.
Crazy. I was gagged. I was just like, ooh,
no.
But
Tiffany put that in there. Tiffany
but
said,
ain't
what's
nothing
up with
like,
this
ain't
bottom,
nothing
bitch?
Like that child where it was like one guy, one jaw. And the child went to go sit on the glass jaw and it broke and she gagged. You saw her gag, bitch. She stuck that goddamn jaw up in her ass, honey, and cut her ass up like a damn turkey. And she gagged. That motherfucking glass jaw broke, bitch. And she did everything but spoke in tongues on that motherfucking camera.
I bet she would.
Well, I didn't see. But my thing is, y'all ain't seen nothing until y'all seen a donkey show.
I ain't trying to see a donkey fuck nobody.
A donkey show?
What the fuck is that?
In the Philippines where the ladies get fucked by the donkeys. And then
I've seen Vanessa Del Rio get fucked by a donkey or a horse.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, Vanessa Del Rio's still alive.
But then the one that I really tripped me out was when I was in Tijuana, the lady that she shoots the dart out of her pussy and hit bullseye. No,
well,
no shade. I
am ping pong out her pussy.
This other lady shot this other lady sat on a Hennessy bottle and it was gone. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh no,
bitch!
And then the bitch in the Philippines sat on the Hennessy bottle and crushed it in her pussy and let the glass fall out. Did
well,
not believe.
Speaking of strippers, let me ask y'all something. Was it ever? Don't read me, cause I never found out if this was really true or not. Cause I heard about it as a rumor, but then I didn't really act on it because I paid it. But I always kind of thought that he was teased, though. But is it true that Ginuwine used to strip in gay clubs in D.C.?
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what I heard. When Ginuwine first came out, that's what I heard.
My point?
Well, not when he first came out, but I figure by the second album, I heard that already.
No, but his first album with Pony, he used to strip when before he became... what's the name? Famous.
No, I mean, I'm guessing I just didn't find the tea out till later because I wasn't out then. But once I got into the circuit, I heard that.
But it was in gay clubs, though.
It was in gay clubs in D.C.
Oh.
I mean, I...
So did Faze, they say so did Phaedra Apollo used to strip in gay clubs.
Well, he can come over here stripping my club if he like.
Girl.
Yeah.
Calm down.
I'll take Peter.
Peter?
Yes, I love Peter.
You talking about my staying husband, the dog skin child?
Yes, Cynthia, I love Peter. I think Peter
he
is all right.
You talking about Papa Smurf?
What'd you say?
You know Trayvon said, everybody use his name so much, call him Peter.
Ew.
That's what he said. He said, call me Peter. I'm tired of people using my name.
What?
Call his ass Fafa Nugent. Trayvon, if you listening, call in.
No, don't call in, Trayvon.
Oh, no.
What happened to London?
Be nice.
Yeah, where
what
London
happened
got?
To who?
London.
This London fell off.
Well, if there's any callers, they just won't be coming
well,
on.
Well, I think London's
out.
Visa ran out.
London got that British trade that can come by.
Switchboard, if it's any callers, Marcus, you at your computer?
Yeah.
Well, switchboard, if it's any callers, send them over to Mark.
Yeah, I'm
you
in
know,
front
I always
of
wanted to ask. I always wanted to ask London, do the trade over that got fucked up grill.
No, they're British. Baby, let me tell you something. Them British European men smoke the fuck down. Of course their grills is fucked up. A lot
no
of their grills is fucked up. But them English motherfuckers, they be having some pretty teeth. Oh.
I know the British, them teeth be looking like fucked up horse teeth. They look like they be talking to each other. I be like, I know they gave London a hysterectomy many times.
Well, let me give you all this piece of tea. So I was, I had went out Saturday, right? I was out with a friend of mine.
Wait,
then,
are you gonna spill the tea or are you just gonna give the scenario?
No, it was a key. It's a key. I'm gonna tell you about.
Oh,
what
okay.
I was out Saturday with a friend of mine, and then I met up with my girlfriend. And my girlfriend and her girlfriend, we went down to the village on Saturday night. Bitch, when I tell you ain't nothing changed in that village, Mark. When I tell you it was, I thought it was still Halloween.
Were the girls on the pier voguing?
No, they weren't down there in the pier. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. It was all types of spooks and delights and creatures and all types of everything's down there. I mean, I'm talking about some stern sets that you know, a soft girl like me, honey, you know, wouldn't be trying to read, too out loud. Because, you know, some of the girls I seen down there look like they didn't have nothing to live for, but probably everything to die for.
I've been out nights like that on my way to the club, bitch. You wasn't scared? I don't even look. I don't even turn around.
Well, you know, I mean, well, Sandy fucked up Halloween, so they still had to get that trick or treat in some kind of way.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I was out there until almost.
Well, but hold on. Wait a minute. I don't mean to interrupt you, Naima. Let me tell you something, brother, okay? The girls get their trick and treat on in that village every motherfucking night, bitch. One night and Halloween is not going to change that. Go ahead, Naima.
It sure ain't, honey, because they damn sure had on their motherfucking mask Saturday night, honey. The mask, the costumes, and everything, honey. It was a mess. I was just
so
like,
basically,
wow.
Basically, you went to the village and it was a pre-masquerade ball.
Right, it was. I thought it was gay pride in the village.
It was a
but
lot of
boy I'm back, you guys. I'm so sorry. I was
London, let me ask you a question. London, let me ask you a question.
I have a new invention.
Let me ask you a question. When is the last time you've been to the village?
Years ago. Back when the crack-headed children was born.
They still down there, honey.
With the crack dick.
So she's given 98 to 2001 work. Okay.
Yeah.
London.
I have a new invention. It's called face glue.
Face glue?
Face glue?
Yeah. It makes you have face even if you don't smile, because a lot of girls just have face when they smile.
Oh.
The girls are not pearly white, London?
Coming soon in stores near you.
Ooh, face glue. I'm going to fuck you.
Naima, you want to be on the commercial for me? I'm not trying to say your face is dropping, but do you want to be like my cover girl?
Girl. You know, Miss Monday, it's always some tease with you, girl. I don't know if I'm going to say yes or no to that. How about you call me when the show is over tonight? How about you call me, you know, with your number unblocked, and, you know, we can talk about it.
And in my regular voice?
Yes, in your regular voice and your number unblocked.
No, I can't do that, sweetie. That's like having sex and unwrapping it.
Dangerous, bitch.
Okay, side eyes, Alexis Clark, all five elements.
Oh no.
Oh, just bare skin condoms.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Is Mr. Alexis Clark still on this line?
Wait a minute.
Wait, all five elements, all five bags, and all five balls?
Oh, shit.
Alexis Clarkin, if she was on here.
Who got five balls?
If she can
and
explain
four bags. Are you talking about the five? Naima, are you talking about Alexis's little secret video that y'all got? Is that why you keep saying five elements?
No, but you know what though? That is cute though, as a little code for her, honey, to keep it cute. But no, I'm not talking about that video.
Oh, because y'all been threatening Miss Mama about that video for months. I'm like, this.
Right. And who was the girl that put the fight on that website? Maybe they sent me a message and said they might get Alexis with that as well.
Oh shit!
Alexis will be on about hip hop.
Wait, so the girl, so the girl or the boy or whoever that put Kelly's video on Worldstar said they're going to get Miss Alexis like that?
Yeah.
Bitch, she was
Kelly video on Worldstar.
Cringe if they did that to her. See, you would say that's why Alexis is not on the phone, honey, because she, she would motherfucking
She would want to not make it harder. She would just want to be like, no, just don't do that.
Bitch, talk about the second comment.
I got to see this. I have to see the comments on this Worldstar video about this fight.
No,
honey,
you
because...
don't, Mark. No, you don't.
Wait, because I'm stoned right now. This is the perfect time, bitch.
Wait a minute, is this a phone booth video?
No, this is the fight from the other. This is the fight from what's in a name on Worldstar now. The fight that Kelly posted last night is now on Worldstar.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And the
then it shows that and then it says what's in a name ball, like on the sideline. So you know whoever gave it to him, you know, with somebody. Because it said the gay fight in D.C. and then it's on the side.
What's in the name ball? And they are reading that video down.
I'm going to see
somebody
for that video. I
want to
see what
it
is. Some of it is funny, though. You have to laugh at some of
it.
Them.
Is.
Like,
I mean, honestly, it's something to laugh at. I mean, the fight itself was the key.
Where's
no,
Jasmine?
But, I mean,
I want to talk
to her. Some of it was funny. Some of it was funny, but then some of it was kind of disturbing because you was like, now you can see that. How straight people actually still think out there. Like,
London,
some people say, oh, my God.
They feel really, really angry towards, you know.
Right. Okay. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. And this is why when people or, well, I don't really get it a lot. I mean, I've gotten it before, but I don't really get it a lot. But when people scream out faggot or you motherfucking peanut fudge pack off, whatever they scream out, the thing about it is it's like,
good.
It's
they
not really.
That stuff. Those are lame.
They do scream that stuff, but at the same
they
time...
They do say fudge pack.
Yeah, at the same
they
time,
sure
the stuff, it's not really offensive. Hey, because
nobody,
you know what? We are gay. So what is the point of being mad at a society that we don't even involve ourselves in? And when we do communicate with them, it's very, you know... for a reason most times. So we're in a different type of setting as far as our family is concerned. Aside from our family, we're not even in that lifestyle. I know I live that lifestyle with them to get high. We get high together. But after that, there's no, you know, like, there's no communication between us after that. So what the fuck would people even care for? Like, why are people still getting upset about this bullshit? Like, let it go. Like, I mean, really?
No, I don't think it's getting upset. I'm talking about,
really
no,
care
I,
about what straight people say about
I
us?
Think,
I mean,
I
no,
think
it's not really
upset.
A problem.
When y'all call
but
the women fish,
it's not
but
getting
I mean,
upset. It's not. It's not getting upset. It's don't think that it's been such a big change. You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody can come behind a fight video and they didn't even really say a lot of stuff about the fight, that's what was tripping me out. They didn't say something like, oh, he a punk bitch for macing him. Some of them said that, but most of the comments were like, gay people, I guess mace is not the only thing. I mean, I guess AIDS is not the only thing that they're running from and stuff. It's like, What the hell they got to do with the fight? So they let you know that there are still
because
people out there in
the
world.
Ignorant. Let me tell you something. There's an ignorance to everything. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I keep it real 100% all the time. I am very ignorant to a lot of stuff that even goes on in this lifestyle, and I sit and condemn it as well. I mean, that's the part of ignorance that comes along. It's not, you know, I don't think it's them particularly. That's a part of their ignorance that they don't know nothing about. So when you don't live that lifestyle, you don't know nothing about it. We come from a different place because we have either A, was in a lifestyle that we either A, didn't belong in or did not want to no longer be in, or B, we originally came from that lifestyle and converted. So they don't do our lifestyle. We've been in theirs. They've never been in ours. It's the ignorance that they have. They're never going to understand. They're just never going to understand. It's the same thing with racism. People talk about, oh, white people hate us as a standard third. This has been going on for 100 years. What the fuck are you still talking about?
That's true.
Like,
I want to say something, and I don't know if y'all ever thought about it like this, but my girlfriend had brought this up to me, and she had said to me, she said, you know, Naima, she said, get into something. When you go to the balls, or when you go to gay clubs or gay bars or any type of gay establishment, hangout spot or whatever like that, she said you always see something in the windows or about HIV prevention, you know, safe sex and things like that, you know, at these different places, anywhere where homosexuality or gay people, whatever the community is at, okay, you always see these signs, you always see, you know, prevention, protection, you know, and things like that. She also said to me, she said, now, they always doing testing, and they always talking about statistics this and statistics that. She said, but if you ever get into something, she said, you don't see this at no straight bars. You don't see them having any condoms out or talking about safe sex or getting tested. She said, or at straight clubs. She said, or when they have different, when the straights have different functions or different things that they have, you don't see them talking about having awareness or them having awareness rallies. It's always the gay people. So she said, when they're doing the statistics in America or what have you, she said, when the statistics be wrong, and aren't the straights the main people that you see in porn videos and sex videos, the main ones having sex raw?
That's true. And then if you really think about it, think about the posters that you don't see in the gay clubs. You don't see posters about kids being molested or
right.
kids being kidnapped. You don't see that shit in our club. You see that shit in their club. You see that
yeah.
shit on their billboards, not on ours. They say that, I mean, statistically, they say a gay couple is almost the perfect parents for a child. If you really get into it. So, I mean, there's parts of our lifestyle that just don't fit into theirs, and there's part of their lifestyle that's just never going to fit into ours. But it don't mean that we all can't be, you know, as one, but a lot
right.
of them just don't see it that way, and some of them do. You have a million and billion more women that see things a lot more differently than the straight average man. But at the same time, it don't really have to be that way. You got some men that you walk past, and they'll look at you, and they'll just, you know, they won't say nothing. And then you got a group of guys you'll walk past, and they'll look at you, and they'll start laughing, or they'll start throwing shit. I mean, it's just the way the world is.
That's never happened to me.
It's never happened to me either, brother. But, I mean, like, I've been with people that it's happened to.
But you know what, though? I just found that so, and I thought I never got into it until she actually really pointed it out to me. And I was like, bitch, you're absolutely right. It's just so how ironic that in gay establishments, everywhere you go, they're talking about HIV prevention, safe sex, get tested, know your status. But in straight establishments, it's nowhere to be found.
Right, because I mean, Naima, let's keep it real. Our community raves the virus, and the reason why it raves the virus the way it does, because we're not populated with the rest of the world, so that's why it raves in our community. It's entirely huge in their own community, but it's not going to be that way because we're not populated with them. So if we look at us and statistically put us together, we're a very small group compared to the rest
of
the world.
The CDC is saying that that's the overall. So if we're the only ones that scream it, like you said, in our population about safe sex and awareness and, you know, things like that, then the CDC is wrong.
Well, no, it's not wrong, and it's not. I'm not saying that they're wrong, and I'm not saying that they're right, but they're populating all of us together as gays, as homosexuals. homosexuals fit in the world with the rest of the people because we're a part of the population.
Right.
But they've put us in a little circle, so that way it makes us look like a very small community. And if you put us together statistically, we would seem like the higher population of HIV virus people, but we're actually not. It's just that we're not populated with the rest of the world. We're not with Tiffany and the baby father and the uncles and the cousins and stuff that are males that are not gay. We're not populated with them. We're populated within our own community. So it's being viciously attacked by the outside because that little circle that they're looking into is the only thing that they see is the, you know, high population of HIV.
They need to put it in these teeny bopper clubs. That's where they need
exactly.
to put it.
Exactly. And you would gag, y'all would really gag on how many other people that y'all probably know that are straight that might be infected and don't even know. It's the same thing in our community as it is in theirs. It's no different.
They say that it's the gay community, but then when they break it down to actually individuals, it's straight black females is the
right,
number one category.
Right, exactly,
so,
exactly.
How is that? Then they blame that on download.
They throw it right on us. So the thing about it is that from the beginning of time, this has always been a gay person's disease. This is how they've been looking at it since AIDS popped up. It wasn't something that you got from needles or whatever. If you slept with a gay, you was going to catch AIDS. I mean, that's the way my grandfather and my grandmother said it to me back then. If you were gay, you're going to catch AIDS and die. And that was the ignorance of it. I mean, I'm keeping it real. It's the ignorance of it. If you don't know something, sometimes you look at it and you condemn it, or you say, oh, that's not right, or they shouldn't be doing that. It's the same thing in the church. A lot of those church people are totally fucking hypocritical and come talk about praise the Lord, but 6 days a week they all sitting up there doing all types of sinful shit. I mean, that's just the way the world is. I mean, if that's what you want to do, fine, but when you come knocking on my motherfucking door, I'm going to read you nasty. I don't give a fuck what type of Catholic or religion or homosexual or straight you are. You come knocking at my door, we're going to have a nasty session, and it's just that simple because I'm not going to deter.
And as soon as you slam that door, they're going to say, well, fuck you, you half-dead motherfucker.
Come on, sister.
That's happening.
Well, I don't know what to tell to Jasmine. How come Jasmine is not coming on here?
Because Jasmine will be on tomorrow.
She always comes on here, though, like, you know, the last, like, little half an hour we got, or less than a half an hour.
Yeah, that's if she feels the need. Apparently,
right.
She don't feel the need tonight.
Right.
Well, I just kind of wanted to talk to her. That's all. Okay. All right.
Switchboard, can you please come? Switchboard, if you're listening, can you please come say hi to Nyima?
Don't try it. Now, see, you've been real nice, Jason. Don't get the shit slapped out you. You know, when you say get on
I'm
gonna
slap your child, and I'm gonna put a wig on and a bra and some balloons and slap you back.
Not the balloons. Not with the bra.
Are you going to put baby oil on your balloons?
Yeah,
oh,
bitch.
Shit. The table leg. The table. I'm telling you, I have fun where I could go anywhere, any community. I don't give a fuck where we go or what we do. If I'm stoned, I will enjoy everything that's going on. I don't give a fuck.
You'll go to a Klan rally, though.
I sure will, okay? I tell you one thing. If they look like they dancing by the time that motherfucking pill drop, bitch, I wouldn't give a fuck where I was at. I'd be like,
you know what?
Getting down.
You know what you need to watch? You need to watch The Wall.
The Wall? What's that?
Yeah,
the documentary?
It's called Pink Floyd, The Wall.
The documentary you talking about?
It's just called The Wall. I just know it's a bunch of colors and all kind of shit, and all the high people be like, yeah, man, I understand. And I'm like, what the fuck going on?
Oh, that, bitch, that movie's over, bitch. That's from Woodstock. Yes, God, honey.
I don't get it.
listen,
I don't mean to break y'all up. Listen, hold on a second. Let me get a brief intermission right here. I don't mean to stop this, honey, but y'all are so putting me to sleep. It's no shade, honey. I am about to start snoring like Alexis on the phone.
Why don't you chime in?
Listen, wait. Let me say something. No, I'm about to not chime in. What I'm going to say is we got less than, 20 minutes? So I'm going to go ahead and say my goodnights, and I love you all. And, honey, I will see y'all next Tuesday. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, honey. I need my deep breath, girl.
I don't got time. I need my beauty rest. It ain't nothing no shame with y'all. I'm serious. I'm really fucking busy. I'm laying on the couch. I'm tired, honey. I got to take my baby to school in the morning, honey, and I need a little Exactly. Thank you. It's not for everybody, honey, so stay on your side of the table, honey. You can't sit with us, honey. You can't sit with us. Okay. So this is a lifestyle, honey. This is a lifestyle choice, honey. It's not for you. It's not for everybody, girl. Okay. So I love you all. Thank you guys for listening. I love you all, London. I love all my castmates, and I am going to sleep to get my beauty rest. Good night, y'all.
Good night, Tiffany.
You're going to have to sleep a long time.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know what? I guess we can kind of wrap it up then, honey, because I need to wash my box.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can go. Ain't nobody stopping you from leaving.
Wait a minute. Not too much.
So, I ain't Bishop.
Okay.
Honey.
All right, bye, Naima.
Wait a minute.
Wait, I thought you were saying.
Calm down.
Yes. She about to turn into She-Hulk, honey.
Oh, bitch. He called you She-Hulk. That's always ugly.
I'm fucking dead.
She going to pick you up by your throat and slam you across the wall. So, Naima.
Yeah.
Are you ready for tomorrow night? What are you going to say when he comes on here and he says... And he disputes everything that you said.
Of course I'm going to dispute the child.
Because I'm ready to defend you. Me and J-Rock, we gonna mace him and beat him down.
Child.
Then time to a bed. And
so
time
wait,
to a bed
so, wait,
blindfolded.
So it's supposed to be him and J-R coming on?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what they
yeah,
say.
This is going to be interesting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. He gonna let you know it.
No, he gonna let me know it.
Naima, do you remember JR?
Yeah, JR is our house brother.
He's still in our house. He ain't in our house.
He's still in Ebony. As far as I know, that's what I'm. As far as I know, it could be a good change. I don't know.
No. Because according to Bam, he was no longer Ebony.
Oh.
He would have had to make that meeting we was at, considering he's from Brooklyn.
But JR lives in Virginia, so that had nothing to do with him.
No, JR actually was living in Brooklyn. I don't know where he live at now, but I mean, even if he live in Virginia, he don't get in touch with nobody else.
Oh.
I think that they may have just, you know, kind of threw him out, but kind of, like, overlooked him.
Last time I checked, JR was still at Ebony. JR, this is the last time I knew, and which wasn't not too long ago, that JR was still at Ebony, but he, you know, was down in Virginia. Maybe things have changed. I don't know. But, you know, that was the last thing that I knew.
Well, regardless of the fact, I mean, if you really get into it, the fight wasn't with him. It was with the child.
It was with the child, right.
But he initiated.
But I'm gonna tell you one thing. The only time JR will get into a fight is if it's given like a jump type of situation, whatever.
I don't know what you've been going through the last couple of months or when the last time you seen him. But when I tell you, Mama has been trying it for 2012, I can honestly
Who,
say
J-R?
I've been playing yes, God,
oh.
being drunk and messy, and I.
You know what?
I'm gonna
tell you something. I know JR. Let me tell you. I know JR. He does. He can get when he get drunk. He can get a little irate. But I will say this much though: when I'm around him, I'm able to calm him and like you know what I'm saying. Like he'll pull it together. But when I'm away from him or I'm in eye distance of him, yeah, he acts the fool. But I mean, you know, that's just how he is. But I can't.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the shit we talking about at the ball. And mind you, I've never seen him nowhere else but at a ball because he drunk. You can't handle your liquor.
Well, see, I'm not just talking about.
You can't get drunk. Then don't come to the fucking ball or don't come there acting a fool. Just be quiet and stand there. Why the fuck you gotta come in acting like a savage?
Well, see, I'm not just talking about like the ball because I've been around JR and he's been tipsy and it's been like outside of the ball a few times. So I'm speaking from experience like that. Like, I've seen him drunk here at a ball, but outside
the same
of the ball.
Thing. Didn't that boy, that tall-ass boy from the Hot Boys, get stabbed up or something? Or didn't they say he got stabbed? He's another one that comes to functions all drunk and shit and carrying on. You just can't. Everybody not going to accept the fact that you're drunk and you want to cut a fool. You can't try everybody because you're drunk or you're feeling brave. That's not
the
case.
Well, let me ask you something. But the original T was, it wasn't, but the original thing was, it wasn't with JR, was it? Or was it with JR?
No, JR was the one plucking the motherfucking ashes, and that's what Tiffany was saying.
Oh.
He was the one plucking the ashes. Why the fuck he wasn't the one that got
okay,
caught?
Okay, so then the other child, ATL, was
defending JR.
Oh, okay, because JR probably just paid it.
Of course he was going to pay it. If you really think about it, Naima, you somewhere you high. When I'm sitting there stoned on pills or something, honey, you wouldn't really want to get me beside myself because I'm really going to go off. But at the same time, when I'm sitting there stoned on pills, you really don't want to be sitting there trying to get into no fight when you stoned or drunk like that. I mean,
right.
Really. Like, a smart person would know when you go out and you drunk and fucked up, especially when you're by yourself, or you with somebody you really just don't know if they going, you know, be on your side, I wouldn't take the chance of getting all fucked up like that and then starting shit.
Right, right. Oh, okay. So JR paid it, but the child...
The boy kept insisting, and that's
okay,
why Lil Tone...
Okay.
The situation was squashed. The boy came back and brought more to it. Lil Tony already had checked JR in his own little way. I don't know how they said it or what was said. Lil Tony already checked JR. The boy came back for more.
Therefore, that's why him and Lil Tony got into it.
Right, and then I guess JR or Fat Cat might have been jumping in, and I guess one jumped in the other, or maybe Fat Cat just attacked JR, and that's how that situation jumped off.
Oh, because I'll tell you one more thing. One thing from the video, JR definitely, when he saw the child, when he saw his little friend get maced, honey, he definitely paid it like, oh, okay, you got that, honey, over there. And, you know, that was bad.
I'm mad. You know what, Naima? You fucking carried tonight. I'm mad that you wasn't muted 2 hours ago. You really carried.
Okay. You bitches better bring it, cause the rapper's in the building, honey. Shit.
Yes, you know what? I don't appreciate that. Talk about how people are going to jail and shit. Cause all of these motherfucking houses got queens up in the motherfucking building, baby. Every last, I don't know. No, maybe Tsunami, the only house that ain't got no kids in the pen.
The bridges don't even boo.
Oh yeah, in the house of bridge.
You keep on getting smart, and one of the bridges will be up in that
Say that again, Cookie.
So now I understand the whole situation. So, wow, that's...
The situation was diffused more than once. It really was. So
he wanted to come on tomorrow and get very how the girls didn't slay him, and... How, you know, it was a punk move for Tony, Lil Tony, to do what he did, and he wants to get on and contest about how the girls didn't have him, and he's not a mess, and everyone's lying.
See, that you can't do. Now, see, this is the shit that happened with the ban list. You can't go around after that motherfucking video that made World Star and Ballroom motherfucking official group and turn around and say that you ain't get popped. Bitch, Lil Tony knocked the shit out of that child. I don't care what happened after that. Lil Tony, that motherfucking right hook bitch, sent the motherfucking doors closing. Okay, bitch?
Okay, but on the other hand, he gonna get very, you know, the girls is lying, they late, and they just, you know what the children get.
No, it's really no
He's
point
gonna
in
call
it. I mean,
in and say that he was young and inexperienced and that y'all took advantage of him. And y'all used him and abused
him. And
Naima,
you a liar, and bitch, you say, I'm going to beat you, bitch, you know, all types of stuff like that. Oh, okay.
Well, if that's going to be the show, then, honey, we just basically just gave out the show. Y'all killed the whole buzz.
No, it ain't killed the whole buzz, honey, because that's what the girls know it's going to give. That's fine then, honey. Mm-hmm.
You know what? It don't need to give that, because you know what? Just like Jason said earlier when Brian, Kitty Versace, what's she saying? Her name was Kitty? No, whatever. Honey, when she called in, just like Jason said, it's not a femme queen thing where the femme queens are supposed to be women and then they put people's business out there. This is a personal individual matter. You know what I'm saying? We as adults have choices of whether or not we want
right.
to sleep with somebody and tell our business, or we want to sleep with somebody and keep it private. I don't understand why people just can't understand. It's just life. You know what I mean? You're not going to get anything more out of it. You can read and talk about you're going to pop this person all you want. It's not going to change the fact that your dirty laundry is now out there.
But the thing about it is, like when they was, well, like when we was playing that dirty horse thing, when that, when you remember when everybody was trying to get me to tell who the pretty boy
life.
Was, I was just like, I can't do that. I was like, because, you know, I gave him my word, you know, I don't kiss and tell. So, but other than that, you know, like I said, it's definitely a few ballroom butch queens that I've cut up with, but, I mean, you know, I don't kiss and tell, not too much. I don't kiss and tell, I don't say anything. You know, but I mean, it was somebody doing a justice to you, and he tried it. Jason know the T. He tried it. So
right, but I mean, like, I mean, really, it's really nothing to really try. Y'all had y'all, you know, whatever, whatever. You decided to say something, or he decided to say something. It's just over at that point. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. what is the point of fighting over it or reading? You might as well join in with the crowd and laugh. Because it's
okay.
really just going to always be a key.
It is, because it is a key. It is a motherfucking key, honey. Because what? Because I'm a A-G-A Balenciaga. Yes.
Oh, you know what? Not too much of my husband's house.
All right.
Your husband's house, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling the police. You're going to jail.
All right, so let's wrap this
up.
You
call them
now.
You should have called them about 15 minutes ago when this lady on the phone.
Let's wrap this up, okay? And say our good nights.
How are we going to say good night? It's just like 8 minutes left.
It may not be, because sometimes here lately it's been cutting off early. So I would like to say my good nights. I would just like to say that I have thoroughly enjoyed everyone tonight in London.
I
and
bet
the cast.
And,
calm down. The cast and the crew. I've enjoyed each and every one of y'all. And it would have been nice to hear Jasmine's voice on here too, but, you know, I guess she over there lit and paying it. But I love her. I love y'all for loving me and everything like that. And I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, honey, for the Madness recap. I guess we'll talk until, you know, cuts off. If y'all girls don't want to say goodbye, that's fine, too.
I would just like to say that I enjoyed y'all tonight, and my red flute also has enjoyed y'all tonight. And
your red flute?
Fluke.
Oh.
Bitch, no. My sleep, first of all, my sleep would be green, okay? I'm not going, mind, I need the extra strength shit, okay? It's not that serious, okay? Let me just put that out there, okay? It's not that serious.
Yes, he got that old hot water bottle.
Oh, wait a minute, bitch. What? No, that is straight. You know what? Never mind.
It's always an item
somewhere. I just want to say good night. That I've been trying tonight and for the last 7 minutes of this show, but I'm going to pay it.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Red Snapper. Love you, boo. Give a shout-out to everybody in the chat room, on the lines and everything. Thank God I'll be able to get back on Facebook tomorrow. Can't wait to tune in tomorrow night to hear Naima say, there ain't never been a bottom that said I had too much.
Okay. She's going to hell.
My foot long is my foot long.
Oh, shit.
Well, being that Naima and Nicole and Alexis didn't go to Vogue night, I get to keep my coins, and I thank them. I will keep who I thought was going to be the winner to myself since they didn't go. So,
who was all battling?
It was battling for the. It was going to be like the Bachelor, honey.
I wasn't battling for him. Cause I already got the E-Dog.
Ooh.
All right.
Where's J Rock at?
Guess he got booted.
How, bitch, this is the first night in history. We only been left with the three.
You know London somehow disappears.
Yes, bitch, London fades into the dark,
and
bitch. I think she be giving me ghost whispering tease, bitch. I be gagging and she just don't be there no more.
We probably had callers, but oh well.
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Have your popcorn, have your snacks, have your cold pop. Because it's going to be a state of emergency.
It sure
is. Honey, I need to be in the emergency of this state, bitch.
All right, well,
so, Mom,
I'm getting ready
to
go.
What are you looking forward to at the free ball?
I'm looking forward to seeing performance, of course. And, you know, hopefully my eyes will be clear enough at that point to see performance. But if not, I'm going to enjoy all of y'all at that ball, and everybody's heads is going to look like party balloons. Trust me.
And I'm looking forward to seeing the girls in their casket sharp effects, as always.
Well, I'm looking forward to the snow that we're supposed to get Saturday.
Ugh.
What?
All right, well, I'm going to go wash my box. I love y'all. And,
that is too much information.
And I will be chit-chat with y'all tomorrow. Love
what
you.
She really means, she's getting ready to go fix her big plate, roll of blood, and smoke.
No,
that's what she really
I'm
made.
Really getting ready to go
right
wash. I'm getting ready to go wash because I need to. Whenever you have that fresh feeling, you know that feeling when you're not feeling fresh. You know that commercial, the Mexico.
I'm dead.
You ever have that non-fresh feeling? Yeah, would you pick up a Mexico, honey? Yeah. Well,
I'm not a woman.
Gonna fool me. But
what?
See ya! Bye! Love you! Mwah!
Good segment, lady.
If she'd have hung up and then it came on, are your pills piling up? I would have.
I got the feeling it's about to happen, though.
What? When she don't even say, are your pills piling up no more. It just be like, I said, what? I think that was promotion. I think that's a little promotion commercial. I don't think they're using that commercial.
So, let me see. I'm out here.
All right, well, brother, I will do a light aftermath, naturally.
Yeah, because I need to find out what's going on with what's the going on. Thank you all for tuning in. It was... Yeah.